That is good, huh?
It's all good.
Okay.
Mr.
Lauper's participation this year every weekend, and he learned by this week with his mother. Yes, that he learned and last week he had the effect of his father. Yes, that the learning he dedicated many of his mother straight about the machine. He left off last week and crossed out on the day on the fourth line, by the wide line. There are narrow lines and medium-sized lines and the very wide lines. So the medium-sized lines on the fourth line. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda was an Amora. Rabbi Yehuda, the Amora, the Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel, had an opinion that one is forbidden to go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. When the Rabbi Yirmiyahu was told in advance of the Golus of the Hud by Zishan, Yirmiyahu and Rabbi was going to period by Zishan and he lived in Bavel. And the Golus, Golus. He was told in advance, so Bavel Yuvol Vashama Yehuda, that the Caleb. But he was told about the Kalim and the Beis Hamikdash. So Vela Yuvol, the Kalim will be brought to Bavel, the Shama Yiyu, and that's where the Kalim of the Beis Hamikdash will remain. Yom Tov the Yoytem Yom Hashem. Until the day that I'll be good and ready to bring the Kalim back to Eretz Yisrael. So that part of the Kappa City speaking about the Kalim. So Rav Yehuda the Amora understood that not only, that's the way it sounds in Islam, not only does that passage refer to the Kalim, as the Pshutah Shomim Kuhn, it also is alluding to the people. That the people will be brought to Bavel, which is true, they were brought to Bavel, the Shomim Yiyah, Yom Tov the Yoytem, and have to stay there till the Pekita, till I'll be good and ready to let them go back to Eretz Yisrael there. One who goes from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael is a violation of this Eser. What's that Eser? Usually we think of an Eser, a Eser, it's something that's written in the Chumash. What do you mean, B'Shom Adil? It means an Eser, you give me HaNavi. The Navi was Metzaga that you have to stay when you'll be brought.
But how do you think
that twice
in the second, after the
second? So that's the Tesis. Right, Tesis and Suvis, this Gemara appears also in Suvis of Kufiyu. So the Daf Kufiyu is going over to Kufiyu Dala from the Arab. The Gemara quotes of Yudah. The Gemara quotes of doesn't have this story, but it quotes of Yudah's memory, that you're not permitted to go from... The one end of Suvis has all about the importance of living in Eretz Yisrael, running from wherever you live to move to Eretz Yisrael. So the quotes of Yudah is of the opinion that it's prohibited. It's also to go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael based on this Pasuk in Yirmiyah. The Pasuk says, how does that Pasuk in Yirmiyah have anything to do with... But the Yirmiyah has nothing to do with the Chodin Bai Sheni, that goes in the Chodin Bai Zwishan. Rav Yudah lived there for the Chodin Bai Sheni. The Tesis says, it's just a one-line statement. The Tesis just says, Rav Yudah understood that not only does it apply to Chodin Bai Zwishan, Golos Bai Sheni, Golos Bai Sheni, Golos Bai Sheni. Very strange.
Only from Bavel?
Only from Bavel. Only from Bavel. If you live the Rambam writes like that. If you live anywhere else, you can go. Not exactly. Yeah, we'll have to discuss it a little bit. That was Rav Yudah Shita. You're not allowed to go. What's called into that? The Ramban and the Seitan Mitzvah. The Ramban gives you the list of what he considers the Tayyar Mitzvah. The Ramban has at the end of the Minyan Ha'etzin a whole list of Mitzvah Tasei Shehishna Tar Ramban. That the Ramban forgot. And at the end of the Mitzvah Tloy Tasei, in the listing of the Ramban, he has a Hashmatis. The Ramban has a list of Mitzvah Tloy Tasei, which according to his calculation, the Ramban forgot to mention. At the end of the Mitzvah Seseh, the Ramban has the famous Mitzvah Seseh Dalad, the fourth Mitzvah Seseh, the Ramban Sagad, is a Mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. And the Ramban Sagad to count it as a Mitzvah. What's back of the beer and the sheep of the Ramban? The some Achareim say the Ramban holds that the Mitzvah, they told the Seseh in the Gemara, there's a Mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, and the Ramban quotes the dinner. The some say the Ramban holds only a Mitzvah of the Rabbana. And the Ramban has in his Kolonim, and the Sharash, he's only going to count Mitzvah, and the Seseh is not going to count Mitzvah to the Rabban. Very very because the Tashma says that it's a Zinda, right? It's not a Zinda Rabbana. But most of the Acharyim say that it's included in another Mitzvah. Either some Mitzvah, one Mitzvah, another Mitzvah, whatever. It's already counted. It's already included in another Mitzvah. There's no need to count it in another one. And the Seif from the Gilas Esther, that's the running commentary on the side of the Seif on Mitzvah, Svar Rambam, who always tries to defend the Rambam from the Hasavas of Rambam. Whenever the Rambam has a Kasha, they always try to defend the Rambam. Once in a while he thinks that once in a long, long while he admits that he thinks that the Ramban's kashas are so strong that you can't have an answer. Most of the time he gives an answer. So on this, he claims that the Rambam holds that it's not a mitzvah, it's not a zeh. the Tana Mitzvah is not as to live in Eretz Yisrael. Why? That he quotes, I know Chumash it says it's the Mitzvah from Eretz Yisrael. That was up until a certain point. Up until the Chutzim by Yisrael. But after the Chutzim by
Yisrael.
Yes. He says that he disagreed very strongly with this Megillah Esther. That Megillah Esther was the first one in the halachic literature who quoted this Gemara, the end of the Sukkot about the Shalosh Shavuos. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Jewish people swear three Shavuos. It says three times the Pasuk repeat, Yishei Hashem, Hizbati Etzim Eretz Yishlayim, in Tirem Teres Rav HaShekhefer. So the Gemara says in the end of the Sukkot, on Hedap, on Kufi Rav Hu Menoth, Himo Shavuos, Hizbati HaKadosh Baruch Hu Etzim Yishlayim, you had to take three Shavuos, what are the three Shavuos take this? So the Gemara says, because the Pesukim in Shiashim don't say what the three Shavuot are. So the Gemara says that the three Shavuot were that after we will be sent into the Golos after the Chorban Bayis Rishon. The Shlomo Melech is composed in Shiashir. And he speaks about the Golos after the Chorban Bayis Rishon. We will not force our way back to establish a Medina in Eretz Yisrael. That's one of the Gimel Shavuot. So by Yalav HaKoymo. Yes, so that's what the Satmar Rebbe and all the Hungarian Rabbanim, when they first started the Zionist movement in Europe, so they all quoted this Megillah Esther. They all held that the Megillah Esther is right. That the Munkash. It also has a strong shiva, everything is based on the Megillah Esther. All of the regular Achareim have said that it's not correct. They all said the Megillah Esther is a teller. Whatever the Gemara means, it's not halachim, whatever it was, it's not Gemara there. Whatever. All of the Shainim understand that that din of the Shalosh Shavuos don't apply anymore. If it ever applied, if it ever was, it did. I would say it's only Nagalte. That's not by any of the Mishnah, even those who hold that it should be quoted in Lalocha, but it's not. That doesn't apply. But the first one was the Megillah Esther. So the Megillah Esther, the Tainus, according to the Ramban, this is really a mitzvah when I chose to live in Eretz Yisrael. So we have a problem on the first half of Megillah. Eilah HaMitzvah, Tashitzi Vashem, Smoshah Baharsin, and the Khan, Shem, Novi, Roshah, Hadid, Dov, and the Yafet. The Novi cannot come along and change the Dini HaTayrah. If you don't do anything, I'll be a shaker. Yes, and I'll be going to come and tell us. If and I'll be telling you the Hari Yashua, that this Shabbos, you have to be in the hot Shabbos, and to do something strange, and you know that he has already been established. As a Navi, he's already demonstrated and proven his capability to give Nevuah. Even though he doesn't prove today that he's a Navi, but since he's a Navi Mukhtar, he's already been established as a Navi, you have to listen to what he tells you to do, even if the Takira is not on the but only the Hari Yashua. But if he tells you that from now on, I've established myself as a non and from now on you have to keep Shabbos. You have to keep Kasher. You have to keep Tarot HaMashpat HaNuzer. Or if he even tells you Lohar Rasha to worship Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says in the end of Sanhedrin, and that's Ketet, at the end of the Halacha, so he's right before Chelet, that a Novi, even if he says to worship Avodah Zarah just for sure, is also the Adua that he's a Novi Hashem. Because the Chumash tells us that the Gemara will never tell a Novi such a message, the Shemitah such a message. So that's what the Megillah Esther tracks after Ramban. How can the Ramban say that there's a mitzvah the Beretz to live in Eretz Yisrael? It's not Ari Rasha, just as Dov Rishon and Jehu Shur Benun, David and Rabbeinu. If they had a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, not the mitzvah, the very way, as the simple reading of the Mishnayis and the Gemara, the Ramban and the Shulchan Aruch. Well, the Shulchan Aruch. But where is this in the Shulchan Aruch? This mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, what place is it in Eben Ezra? Where it is in the Mishnah? Yeah, a couple was married for so many years, he died, let's say a couple lived in New York, and all of a sudden the wife falls by and she goes, she wants to move to Eretz Yisrael. The husband says, what are you crazy? I'm not part of over here. She says, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. If you don't want to come along, I want you to give me a gift and I want you to pay the super. He says, you're Meshuggah, you're breaking up the marriage. Whenever the wife is responsible for breaking up the marriage, she decides she doesn't want to keep Tarot on the spot. She decides she wants to run away, she doesn't want to go to Mishnah, whatever. If she's responsible for breaking up the marriage, then she's not entitled to the Meshuggah. If it's not her fault for the breakup of the marriage, then she is entitled to the Meshuggah. What happens if the faulty right of Meshuggah, she's the wife decides she wants to move to Eretz Yisrael, and if the husband doesn't want to follow, she wants to get divorced, and of course she wants her Meshuggah. So the Meshuggah says that she has the correct title. That he and she are talking about obligated to go move to Eretz Yisrael, and it's a good sign. The same thing in the reverse. Let's say the husband decides if the married wife for 25 years, 50 years in America, he decides to go to Eretz Yisrael. And the wife says she likes it better in America. And he says, goodbye, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. If you don't like it, I'll give you a gift, and I'm not going to give you the sugar because you're breaking up the marriage. What do you mean I'm breaking up? You're breaking up the marriage. You just decided not to move to Eretz Yisrael. You're Meshuggah. So the Mishnah says at the end of Sukkot that the husband has the Gerech Tzayin. Whoever wants to go to Eretz Yisrael
Is he asking for something reasonable? If the conditions in Eretz Yisrael are absolutely unreasonable, if they're not impossible, if they're just difficult, then that's a good ask to sign it. And the brother wants to stay behind, there's a lot of considered as breaking up the marriage, impossible for Eretz Yisrael. So this deal of going to Eretz Yisrael, that's where it appears in the end of Sukkot, with the sister, who is responsible for breaking up the marriage? Whom do we blame for ruining the marriage? You have different Mishnayos in Sukkot, where we discuss who is at fault for breaking up the marriage. Whether you say, who not the Netzra, he not the Etzra Ben Shimel, she's the one who ruined the marriage, or you say, no, who not the Netzra Ben Shimel? The husband is responsible. She took an edit and makes it impossible for them to live normally together. And the husband could have been made for the net, and he wasn't made for the net. So do you say that it's the wife's fault for breaking up the marriage, she told her to take a nether? And you say, no, it's the husband's fault. He had a nether, he could have been made for the nether. Either she started, then he finished. So there's a whole discussion tonight. Who's responsible for ruining the marriage? So that's the Hemshech of those themes appears in the end of Sukkot. That's where it appears in Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't appear in Hilchos Tisha B'Av after Beit HaMikdash, Eretz Yisrael doesn't appear over there. It doesn't appear in the Aradei by Trumas and Maitis and Shinshin Langal. It appears in the middle of Eben Ezer, in the middle of Hilchos Tisha, the same place where it appears in the Mishnayos, the same place where it appears in the Mishnayos. You know, if you look if you look in the Gemara is mamish out of order. It's not the way we would have put things in order. Then the Rambam took the Gemara and he put everything in order. He took the whole shot. And he rearranged everything. And he put the Dinam of Aliyah, he took out of Sukkot, Sukkot he put in Hilchos Tisha. Everything is in Hilchos Tisha. Then this Dinam of Aliyah, he puts in Hilchos Malachim about the different countries of the world, there is the throne. All the halachot, all the wrong in a separate session. Then you get back to the Tour, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Tour put everything back in the old order. He took the Rambam and then he put everything in order, so the Tour put it back out of order again, and the order that it appeared in the Gemara. And that's where when you look at the Shulchan Aruch, you'll never, unless you know already where, if you're guessing on your own where you'll find the demon living in that cell, you logically would find. Look at the Rambam, you would figure out, logically. It was Malachi, he talks about the Yiddish in the book, he talks about the Goyish in the book, the Yiddish in the Malchus, all the demon of Malchus, country, they talk in the book of Malachi. But that's what it is in Shulchan Aruch. So the pashtus is that the din does apply to Zion there. The same like the Mikilah Sefer, that it doesn't apply, it's still less lawyers. That's what that means, and all of them say, how can you say such a thing? It's against the Shulchan Aruch. Against the Rambam Hechatei, so you can pass him against Rambam, against the Shulchan Aruch. Against the Mishnah, against the Gemara, okay, sometimes you don't pass him like the Mishnah. But the Shulchan Aruch, all the passing on the top in the Shulchan Aruch, nobody says that we don't pass him like this din. The din is a din Muslim, that is a mitzvah to live in Israel. So that's the Megillah Esther, the Tainus Azor. If the Ramban were right, doctor, that the mitzvah applies even as man as death, not just by rush off to the first door of the boy Horus in the days of the Shogunim. It's a mitzvah that everybody has to live in Eretz Yisrael. So how can a Navi come, how can Yirmiyahu and Navi come, a point to refute it? The Ramban doesn't act like Rebutus. What's up, fellow? What are you doing? I didn't try to rise from Rebutus. You don't act like Rebutus. So he asked, how can Rabbi Yehuda be of the opinion? Then how will he bother himself over the Esther? You're in violation of which Esther? Did they have Novi? He goes, I'll give a Novi. Here, I'll give a Novi. How can a Novi tell you, lack of Dogma Natura, the dirt? How can a Novi tell you to be a Dogma Natura, the dirt? That's the Kasha that he said. I don't even understand what the cash is. Not like that. I don't talk to you. Are you Russia means for an hour? The major clock man is in Russia. Then it's every time. Whether the Gaula will be with or without sugar. Yeah. How do you see that it's necessarily connected? I don't really understand it. I don't understand the cash of giving this. What's that? This is also how Rosh Hashanah. Nobody says for a couple of years, maybe 2,000 years, it's also how Rosh Hashanah writes like that. On the Rambam, I think we must have spoken about it once. The idea is that the Chachamim also have a power to be Yoker Dovman Atar B'Shei B'Al Tatsa, so they can tell you, don't blow Shaitan when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, B'Shei B'Al Tatsa. Don't shake a little when Tukul falls on Shabbos. What about the Yoker Dovman Atar B'Kul B'Yaseh? They have the Chacham have the power to tell you that we allow you to violate an Aver, but we must have a Sanhedrin that that's only the Hiru Asher on the Big Danu. Only for a period of time, but if you're going to do it, lo ilam vod na. So the Minchas Chinuch,
claims that the Rambam was bothered with a kashrus. The Gemara in Ksubis in the Sefer Perek says that Ezra made a knas for the Levi.
It's a pocket in Ezra.
They made a knas for the Levi and that you don't give the my solution to the Levi. The Gemara has two versions exactly what the knas is. The details of the knas. But he made a knas because there were hardly any Levi that came back. Mm-hmm. And the period at the beginning of the Parashain, if they made a knas for the Levi, that you shouldn't give them the Meiser. To my solution, you should give it to the Kohen instead.
The cancer to Levi would just Levi wouldn't come back to get it anyway. The preservation and then we'll get
those. But he gave it made a knas. So the Minchas Chinuch is bothered with a kasha. How could Ezra do that if the Rambam Taskins that Minhasir you are there's a Machlekes HaTanaim in Sudas whether you're yet to the mitzvah of my solution if you give it to a Kohen or a lady, because Kohen are also Levim. But he said, no, you only get to the mitzvah if you give it to a lady. If you give it to a Kohen, you're not get to the mitzvah. So the Rambam Paskins that the Dinja right is that you only get to give it to a lady. If you give my solution to a Kohen, the Rambam Paskins are not yet. That's Machlokes of Akiva and Blood of Azar. So the Rambam Paskins in the first Terakalith of Apollos in the very beginning, Wolfus Meister, that you only get to Matnas Meister and the Sinatha Meister if you give it to a lady. If you give it to a Kohen, you're not yet. But after this concept of Ezra, we absolutely never fulfill the mitzvah. We give away the Meister to the Kohanim. So the Menachin has bothered with Akasha. Isn't it Akira Zogman Atayre? You call me Atay? Also a question for what's the Akasha? Why is Jemal Pasha can't call me Atay? That's it. What exactly does it mean? Whatever the question is, a question, whether it's a question. But he asked Akasha. So he says, the answer is, given by the Rambam's officer, the Rambam says, Ezra Konas is Salim Shevedo Rose. The Rambam says that the Knas was only the Levinim in his generation because it was only Harivah Shor. Fine. But then the Mechatina says, the Rambam has done the Doro. But then the Mechatina says, but it's against the Gemara in Ksubis because the Gemara in Second Paragraph in Ksubis says that this Knas that Ezra introduced was not Gizman HaTanayim. So what does the Rambam say was only Kornas and Talavim Shevet Doro in his generation? If the Talavim lived many, many generations later, but the Mechatina says that's also called Harivah Shor. So Harivah Shor was from the days of Tchilas Vaisheini till Bi'as HaGoyah. Ad Bi'as HaGoyah. It's now close to 2,000 years. They said, that's also called Harivah Shor. As long as there's a time limit, it's called Harivah Shor. So in the Yom, I don't really understand what the Kasha, I didn't understand what was the Kasha of the Megillah Esther. He says, if the Ramban, that is proof that the Ramban is wrong. From Rabbi Yudhishita. Those are Tela. We don't talk like Rabbi Yudhish. The whole thing is a Tela Gabi Tela. The whole Megillah Esther, a Tela Gabi Tela. The Ramban says it is a mitzvah of the day that every Jew has to live in Eretz Yisrael. One of the Tariyah mitzvahs in the case. And this is says, so the Megillah says to time, how can it be? If Rabbi Yudah says, the question number one, we don't pass on Rabbi Yudah, what is this? So this is Kasha. If Rabbi Yudah makes a statement in the Gemara, he holds that it's called Olam and Bobel Eretz Yisrael Bessi, he's in violation. You're not allowed to go from Bobel to Eretz Yisrael, the man is there because of the Zod Adibay Novi. And the Chachonim have a clause that a Novi cannot be Yerke Dovin Atayr, Eilam Mitzvah, Shein Novi Ashadach Adibay Novi. So how could Yuri HaNavi tell us to violate the Mitzvah Mitzvah? The Chayyah wants to tell us. Only the Chayyah Shoy. He says, that's the Chayyah. I don't understand the Kasha. Somehow the Avnei Nezer took, the Avnei Nezer disagrees with everything that the Megillah Esther says. And he says, this Kasha he considers a Kasha. He says, he gives a Teretz on the Kasha. On the assumption that it's Kasha is a Kasha, he gives a Teretz. He says, the Teretz is, the Mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael is only if the person will go on the ground, he'll be Nikla. As Merkan puts out, they're called sweet towels. Sometimes very often people go to Eretz Yisrael and it just doesn't work out. They just can't adjust. For whatever reason, they just can't adjust. If a person is going to go to Eretz Yisrael, it's not going to work out. Let's say he'll know in advance that it's not going to work out. His psychiatrist, his psychologist, his rabbi, his local Ravi, whatever. His Rebbe. His Rebbe will tell him the Ruach HaKodesh, it's not going to work out. So does he get a mitzvah to go if he's not Niklas? So the Avnei says, if he knows in advance he's not going to be Niklas, then he didn't fulfill any mitzvah at all. So after Avnei Nezer, Yirmi HaNavi didn't tell really even the Esther, he didn't really, he wasn't like a Dabna Esther, he just told Kali Sol in advance, the Aliyah will just not be Niklas, it won't work. And the Nezer is not going to work. The Nezer is on mitzvah, so he can tell you there's even an Aveir. So the Navi tells you there's an Easter essay, because the Shama you are don't fuck the earth, you have to stay till I'll tell them that it's time to go back. That was the Pekita. The Pekita was when they got the shoes from the government, to start building the Beit HaMikdash and to go back to Eretz Yisrael. That was the Pekita. And then Rav Yudah, this Amir Rav Yudah holds that this deal, even though the Navi Yirmiyah only said it
on the occasion of the Churban Bayis Rishon. The Rav Yehuda the Amora held that it even applies after the Churban Bayis Sheni. At Yom Tovti, when is it Shida? So that was assumed. All the Gedolim, most of the Gedolim in Europe said, when the Menasholim gave Rishus, when the British gave Rishus, when the League of Nations, they all gave Rishus, the Jews came coming and going. The same Shumazin, the same Goyim as Kairish, the same Rishus that they had then. That was the Shida. So this was the Pekida. That's why in the literature from the 1900s, the Avraham all speak about the Balfour Declaration. That was the Pekida. That was the Pekida means, even if you would have held like Rabbi Yehuda, but you don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. You don't call Rabbi Yehuda Shita. I don't know, Shulchan Aruch, don't call Rabbi Yehuda Zin. We pass our law even during the period of the Churban Bayis Rishon, the Churban Bayis Sheni. Even before the Pekida was looking to go. The Gemara says in the end of Ksuba that all of the Amoraim, the Talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda didn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. This Gemara says, the Talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda, they didn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. They were hiding from him. All the Talmidim who decided to go to Eretz Yisrael used to be mishtamish from their Rebbe because they were afraid he was going to start to scream at them. And they held against their Rebbe. The Gemara says, why? Because this Pasuk, the Vel of Rabbi Shamu, only applies to the Klei HaMikdash. But the Pshut HaMikdash doesn't go on the people of the Chlal, there's no Yisrael at all. But you don't know that it goes on the people as well.
Oh, it's a major issue from there to swerve, even at the same after the Holland.
Yes.
But the Ram says there wouldn't be any Holland.
Wouldn't be any Kiddush Rachel, there wouldn't be any Kali as well. That's what
the reason for the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is to be time, Mr. Kachoy's bar, why isn't Yishuv Mani also mitzvah?
Even if it's in Nikla.
Well, even a half a year, 6 months,
a year, 2 months, it's doomed to... I don't know. That's time. That time means that Menezes says that if it's not a permanent klipah, then there's no mitzvah just for a temporary klipah. There's no mitzvah. You thought it was. It's the nature of the... And chase out the guy and take over. We have to live in our country. That's good.
But does that mean that every time we live in New Zealand, that means that puzzle comes up again? Well, that means that at that time, when we were going with Yeshua into the country, with the Mitzvah at that time, to take our food provision and live there.
That's the Shaila. So the Megillah test suggests against the Rambam. Against the Rambam. Because the reason why, it's a very strange test, because the reason why the Rambam doesn't count to the Menina Mitzvah is because it's not a Dilla Zeret, it's only a Hirosh Shaw. Because the Zanazet doesn't apply. When the Zanazet doesn't apply, so if he would have said it was only Harosha for the door of the Yetzim Mitzrayim, for the door of Midbar, for the door of Yeshua ben Nun Yichud. But he didn't say that. He said the Mitzvah applies the whole Bayis Rishon. And the Yimot HaMashiach, the Mitzvah will be back again. It's just that it's not noise with Zanazet. So that's what Adam and Ezra said. What's with Korbanus? Korbanus also doesn't apply during the Golden Slaughter when there's no Beis HaMikdash. The Ramon counts all the Korbanus in the Yom Yisrael. So that's not called the Mitzvah of the Harosha. That's a mitzvah of the Doris. Whenever you have a Beis HaMikdash, there's a mitzvah of the Doris. The free Korbanus, the same thing over here. Even if the Megillah says it would be right, that there's no mitzvah of Zman HaZeh, to go live in Eretz Yisrael, it's still not a Harosh Shoah. That's a din of the Doris. The only Megillah says is a Pelos. The whole argument that he gives is a Pelos.
But
when Shimon
gave
him the
Yisrael, he didn't
get them to be entered. Yeah. He gave them to the Union, he was Mechaiba, so we
have to live in Eretz Yisrael. How did the Megillah...
It's a very shred, very shred. Rabbi Nezer has this famous tshuva where he quotes the Gemara in the end of Brachas, in the last period. The Gemara in Brachas has different chalomis with interpretations of the chalomis. The Gemara, Nun Zayin Amar Aleph. Nun Zayin Amar Aleph on the first white line. The Gemara has Omar Abdeira. Abdeira and Abdeira. They're both Talmidim of Rav Yudin. And they both didn't hold like the Rebbe. We don't pass like the Rebbe. We pass. And then it's Mutter to go back there to Yisrael. But Abdeira, not exactly. Omar Abdeira, I know, but Salafi is all learned to Yisrael. He didn't go on Aliyah. The Salek needs to go up. He didn't go up from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. Adachazoy, until he had a cholam and he saw barley in his dream. Adachazoy, Sairi, Bechalma. Why?
Because the memory right before says, Araya Saurim, the line right before, the short line. Araya Saurim Mahalayim, Saur Rabbanaita. The person has a dream, and he dreams of that barley kernels of barley grain. It's a Simon Diyazua, Saur Rabbanaita, Shinaman, Saur Rabbanaita, Mahatos Kotokupa. That's a Russian Saurim, play on words, Saur Rabbanaita, based on that part. What has it got to do with anything? Strange Gemara. When he had the cholim, that indicated to him that he was a tzaddik, that his things were removed. So that's when he went on Aliyah there. So what does that mean? Only tzaddikim. But only tzaddikim have the mitzvah to like some. Only tzaddikim have the mitzvah to say Chris. Only tzaddikim have the mitzvah to eat matzah mar. What's tzaddik gemara? So that's what the Abnin Ezek gives Taishan his gemara. There was a big machleg, the Zadok Chidish Rebbe sent the matter, but he disagreed with him. And then his son, Shem Shmuel, has a true opinion of the Abnin Ezek where he defends while his father was alive. The same Shmuel wrote a tshuva while the father was alive defending his father's position that's included in the Chelek Shemim every day in Abin Eidah. So that Abin Eidah interpreted this Gemara that Rav Zeira was a Talmud of Rav Yudah. He didn't hold the Gambri against Rav Yudah. He didn't hold Rav Yudah's wrong. Like the Gemara says in the end, it's good as Rav Yudah's wrong because that Pasuk, the Zeli Rav Shami, only goes on the Klei HaMikdash. It doesn't refer at all to the people. So Rav Zeira was a Talmud Rav Yudah. He did hold like Rav Yudah. The pasuk goes on the people as well. But the pasuk is just saying the nevuah in advance that even if they'll go on Aliyah, there won't be a plita. It's not going to work out. It'll be doomed to failure. And therefore, just to go and it shouldn't work out, so there's no mitzvah just being there temporarily, so they shouldn't even bother going. And not only shouldn't they bother going, there won't be a kind of mitzvah, it's even an aveira, right? About doing nothing. But if you were to know in advance that it will work out, that your Aliyah will be niklat, it will be successful, then you would have a mitzvah. The Navi wouldn't see this as happening. He's working with the kasha of the Megillah Esther. How can the Navi tell you to be Yoga Dov and Atara Lazarus? I didn't understand why it's even a kasha to begin. Why is it Lazarus? Long as Rasha. Yom Tovti is Rasha. I'm Rasha for 2,000 years. That's also Rasha. So he's working with that kasha. He assumes that the kashas are good to kasha. So he answers, the Navi just said, in advance that it's not going to work. Remember, it's not going to work, there's no mitzvah. So when is it not going to work, if the people are such, the Pasuk says, Vatoki Ha'aretz and Yishrael. Vatoki Eschem Ha'aretz. If the people do sins in Eretz Yisrael, then Eretz Yisrael will vomit them out. It will throw them out. So how can you say there's a mitzvah that I should go to Eretz Yisrael? If I go to Eretz Yisrael, I'll be vomited out. The Pasuk says that it won't work. So the Navi told them, don't bother going back to Eretz Yisrael. It's not going to work for the same reason you were thrown out of Eretz Yisrael, you will be vomited out again a second time. But what if you are such a type of a person, you had a cholim without bali? So that cholim is to be interpreted as indicating to you that you are a high madrig, you are a tzaddik. So if you are a tzaddik, if the whole cholim will be like you, we would have had the gula already. If the whole cholim is not like you, so the cholim is not golden. But you, the oret won't be making you. So you glide with the original chiyah. That's how the Amnesian tells it. That's why Rav Zeira didn't go back to Eretz Yisrael until he had the cholim. Rabbi didn't have any cholim. The Gemara doesn't say Rabbi had a cholim. Rabbi just disagreed with the Rebbe. That's what the Gemara says it's true. But all of the other Amoraim disagree. Rabbi Neza has the end of Saint Shuga in Tafnun Dalet. In Tafnun Dalet, the end of Yeredeya. He has a viewer that says to the name of Achaim in Yeshivas to say B'Shenem Chaim. And there, from the people, they have the Kedusha Achaim Alev in Yitzhi Ashmua. Allah Shah. And here, Rabbi Neza has it in his famous Shuga. Everybody knows the Rabbi Neza wrote. And still contemporary. So they both say there is over Echad Miskavnis. That there is a dispute of the Machlokes Tatanayim, there's a Machlokes Amarayim, and a dispute in Rishayim, and a Paskin, that the Kedusha Shmuel teach a lot to love him. There's Machlokes with the Kedusha Rishayim. When Yeshua ben Nun was Mekadosh in Eretz Yisrael, did it have a Kedusha, an everlasting Kedusha, if it wasn't possible during the time of Churban Bayis Rishon? But he said no, the Kedusha Tatanayim was only up until the Churban Bayis Rishon, then it was both. The other Kedusha Rishayna that was accomplished by Yeshua ben Nun, Ruben the Ruben we passed in Ruben, the Ruben Rishayna, everybody passed in Bethlehem. It didn't continue there. And the Kedusha Shmiya that Ezra Nehemia gave to Eretz Yisrael, that's a more serious Machloikis, and that's Rebbe Machloikis and Rishayna also. Most of the Rishayna, the overwhelming majority of the Rishayna passing that the Kedusha Shmiya was Kipshon Lotte Lovay, and there's a small opinion of Rishayna more that even the Kedusha Shmiya was also Bethlehem in the year 70 when the Bai Sheni was called. So that's what the Abnezer are kind of both say, that perhaps the Yudah sheet is that Kalhalim Babalar to some other Bethi, that it's a Nitzah. What happened to the Nitzah? What happened to the Nitzah of Aliyah is to go live in Eretz Yisrael? He says, maybe he held with the sheet there that Eretz Yisrael was learning Shalosh Yisrael. But if it doesn't have the Dusha Saz, it's not a Churban, what is the Nitzah to go to Eretz Yisrael? It's a bit more Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is saying Chutzah. Has no Kedusha Saz.
So we pass in Allah, why are the Raman not passing against Rabbuda? How come the Raman doesn't quote the sin of Rabbuda? So that's what they quote Akraim said, and Abin Ezer suggests also the same thing. So the Raman, the Shita, so the Raman passing is that Kedusha Shmira Skitshalot, he loved her. How can the Navi state and tell you that you shouldn't go back to Eretz Yisrael? If Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha even after the Kudma Bayis, for the midst of moving, living in Eretz Yisrael, should still apply. It's a question, the Harit, the Harit question sounds like a shepherd, the Harit.
He says over the Esther, but even if it's not traditions, still not over the Esther. I go from the United States to English, I'm not over the Esther.
No, the Shaila is like this. The positive shot in the Navi year, you're going to come out to Kuwait based on English. Right. The Rav Yehuda says that not only does it apply to the Kevin, but it applies also to the Tzimtzum. So the question is that Nitan Lehiyomer? Can you say that? So that's what they quote Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim said in the major rites like that, that if you hold Lo Kitsh Alos Alom, then it's Shaykh to say like that. Then it's Shaykh?
Actually, you'd be able to answer, so you don't have to go.
No, so the Novi said that you're not allowed to go. Even the Novi said you're not allowed to go. But it'll be a Chiyuv to go, and the Novi can't tell you to violate the Chiyuv. They're working on that assumption. So hold the whole clear to make this study that they both are the question of. The mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael studies that is there in Kedusha Ta'aretz. That's the question, is that correct? The Ramban on the first daf in Gittin, on that day from an hour, has a dispute with the Pesach. He says, we don't think it's study in Kedusha Ta'aretz. Even those sections of Eretz Yisrael that have no Kedusha Ta'aretz, still in the Yisha, very close to live in those areas. Not if the nature of the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael in order to fulfill the mitzvah for his bar, then it's connected up here with the Kedusha Torah. That's part of Eretz Yisrael, that's Kedusha. Right, but if you put the Ramban, clearly holds the Torah. He holds that the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael is unrelated because of Chiva Torah. And Chiva Torah is unrelated to the Kedusha. They're assuming that, yes, the whole thing is very questionable. Okay, say the way the Abnei himself wrote in the Tshuva, that the reason why the Novi can tell him that there's no longer a mitzvah is because Tzimtzum is not going to work. It's just not going to work, so don't bother going. So he's saying that there won't be Niklat, Aliyah won't be Niklat, those are the Lashon is uses. So why shouldn't it even apply if you're all that Kitchen Lossi Lover? Yeah. Kitchen Lossi Lover, so what? But if nobody tells you it's not going to work, you won't be Niklas. The Aliyah won't work. It's doomed to fail. You said, don't bother going in the first place. I don't know. Not only don't bother going, it's prohibited to go. Anyway, the beauty sheet was not accepted. We don't talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's an Einish. Take one also. The Rebbe Shlom cursed Tam and he said the Esther tells you that all the women about all the generations will suffer Chedle Ibur Tzar Gidubanim Chedle Ibur Chedle Leib and everything. So what if what if the doctors developed pain relievers? So is a woman permitted to take a pain reliever or not? So this was a shadow that was brought up to the Pope. This is like this in the Pope asked, and I remember this 30 years ago. 35 years ago. They had in the big headlines in the New York Times on the first page, the Pope had been talking about his mitzvah. So you ask me, when I bring up the shadow, why? That's not going to be an there. But if I'm going to give a curse, then we have to suffer the curse. Let's say, someone gets sick. All the time. Because the sick person is obviously in the Hashemite. So he's going to deny, I'm going to go to a doctor. But he's an answer to a host like that. But then the Holy says, that you're not permitted to go to a doctor because if you're Amish Menashamayim, then you're not doing the Rebbeinu Shlom's Onesh. It's Hakan Amin Ezer wants to pass him like that, but nobody holds like that. No one holds like Dibnez. Dibnez says, Rabbi Rabbi, the doctor is allowed to treat you, but you're not allowed to go to the doctor because you're on. Yeah, it's obviously part of the Nisim, there's no shadow. Just because the Rebbeinu Shlom gives an idea also. The Rebbeinu Shlom says he's going to be managed to only sell and chasing him to go. If you can avoid the Yiddish, if you can hide when you're chasing everybody to go, Mr. Hai, but don't go to go. But don't go to go. But yes, the Sheva Al Tata means an Esther. The Yoyt and the Sheva Al Tata...
What if it's an Esther and the other
Rastafel? It's supposed to be a Kumbhashen. That's the Shaila, yeah. That's the Shaila. Rechon Rastafel talks about that. The Sefer and Yerom. The Gemara is clearly that Yeshkaf Yachon Rastafel and the Sheva Al Tata. Amalein Karek Lachal Kumbh Yasei. Does that mean an Esther versus a Loish Esther? Or does it mean Kumbh Yasei versus Sheva Al Tata? He claims it's a machlekes of Hashem. He has the end of Yivamus on that study, middle of Yivamus. He has a machlekes of Hashem about that. Anyway, what does that sound like?
Is there a special mitzvah for the Yerushalayim?
The Mishnah in the end of Ksubis sounds like it says that there is a special mitzvah to live in Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
A bigger mitzvah to live in Yerushalayim than in the rest of Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz is more choshuv, more chomer in Yerushalayim than in the rest of Eretz Yisrael. That's why the Chacham Tzedek writes in the Tshuva that let's say someone is donating money to Eretz Yisrael to pave roads or to build hotels or something like that, and it has a brayer either to build up Yerushalayim to build up an Abraham. He says it's a bigger mystery. Yishuv Yerushalayim is a bigger mystery than not only living there. That's a shaila. Does it mean only Lishnim and Achayim Adir Atikah that is Kaddish B'Kedusha of Yerushalayim, or it means Yerushalayim, the capital of Eretz Yisrael? What is the nature of this mishteh? We know there are psukim in the Chumash that indicate that there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Do we understand what the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael? That's the psukim. Where did the Chachamim see, where did the Mishnah get is, this is more of a mitzvah to live in Yerushalayim than to live in the rest of the
earth.
Is it because it's a higher level of Kedusha? Is that the reason, the nature of the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael is because Eretz Yisrael is a more Kedusha? That's a shayla. If you hold the nature of the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael because it has Kedusha, and then Yerushalayim has a higher level of Kedusha, so it's self-understood that it's more of a mitzvah, then it's only the Yir Atikah. But the Ramban, the first Zatim Gittin, Tyson calls it the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael is only a bad Tyson on top of Eretz Yisrael and Gittin. This agrees with the Ramban. The Tyson is the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael means that part of Eretz Yisrael that has Kedusha for it. If it does not Kedusha for it, even though it's not a part of Eretz Yisrael, but there's no mitzvah to live in. So according to Tyson, you can say like that. According to the Ramban, the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael is unrelated to whether it has Kedusha or not. But then L'chayim is a mitzvah, they say that it's more of a mitzvah to live in Yerushalayim. Mistamanim means because Yerushalayim is the capital of Eretz Yisrael. But even if it's not Niskadish, the Kedusha, even those sections of Yerushalayim that are not Niskadish, but if we did it to Hemshech of the same year, if it's Hemshech of the same city, then you would be in fulfillment of that additional mitzvah as well. But then you have to look through Erevin. In the middle of Erevin, there's a pair of Kesed Mahabri. How do you determine where the city limits are? How far does the city go? Then again, the Tchum Shabbos, because Tchumin is only the Rabbanon, Tchum Shabbos is only the Rabbanon, so you have a Paimama from the end of the city, from where the city ends. So then again, the Tchum Shabbos, you have Kubis. Because Tchumin is only the Rabbanon, so you make a more big market. So let's say, here in Gachas, how much of the city be burned down? Then again, to Golus, or in Niklos, if the girl Adam has no right to kill the Retech, if he ran into one of the other Niklos, or Niklos didn't have walls around them, they're open cities, or they're frozen. So how far does the Zohar Niklos extend? So that's already a shadow of the right there. No, it's a matter of life and death. If you kill from here, Chai Nis, and kill from there, it's not Chai Nis, it's Yisrael Adam. You have to determine what's the halacha without any kudus, without any chumus, what's the halacha. So the Gemara there, in the Perakei Tanav, and tells you, what are the din of the right there? Where do you draw the city limits? So that was Chapa Nafkamin over here. That was Chapa Nafkamin. One should assume that the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael is not contingent on Kedusha Zohar, like the Ramban sheet. And the Chayyim mitzvah to live in Yerushalayim, that's more of a Kima mitzvah, also shouldn't depend on Kedusha. Not because of the fact Yerushalayim has more Kedusha. So what does it depend on? The Chayyim, because Yerushalayim is al pidin the capital of Eretz Yisrael. There's halachas, there are halachas like that, Yerushalayim is the capital. But then, even the extension of the Yir Atikah, all provided that it conforms with the din of Erevin of what's considered part of the city. How much is considered Yerushalayim? Yeah. Okay, so let's see again the Gemara. So the Gemara just mentioned Rabbi Yudah was the Rebbe, he had the Shita, that you're not permitted to go up and bubble parish yourself. We don't pass from like Rabbi Yudah, whatever the Hezbollah is, we don't pass from like Rabbi Yudah. The Gemara says in the end of Shiva that we assume the halacha that pasuk, Rabbi Yudah, Sham Yehu, only applies to the Kelim and the Beit HaMikdash, it doesn't apply to the people. So Rababa had become a Shabbat in Eid of Rabbi. Rababa was a Talmud of Rabbi, and he was hiding. When he made up his mind to go to Eretz Yisrael, he was sort of avoiding his Rebbe, Rabbi Kabbalah, the basic law of Yisrael. The Amr Rabbi, the Gaal, and prohibited, and he was afraid of his going to scream at him. The Amr Rabbi, the Kalayim, and Babel Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Shem, and Rabbi Shem, and Yehu, and Yom Tov, and Hashem, So he decided, the day he decided, that's it, he's going to go to Eretz Yisrael. So he figured, let me hear the Mishnah Torah from the Rebbe, I'm going to hide behind the door and listen to the Rebbe say Mishnah Torah, and then I'll go to Eretz Yisrael. So he came to the Beis Medrash, Omar, Ezel, Resh, Laminei, Milsim, and Teis, Vada, let me hear Mishnah Torah from the Rebbe, the last Mishnah Torah. Rashi writes, I'm going to listen to the shir. I'll hide outside of the door of the Beis Medrash. They're afraid to go in. The Rebbe's going to scream at him. Why are you going out here? And see, it is. He was hiding outside. So here's the way the Tanner recites the Braisa. Someone is in the middle of Shemana Esrei. He's in the Kadesh. Oh, so he had before. To sneeze in the middle of Shemana Esrei, that's a sin of Yopher. That's a sin of Yopher. But Nisatash over here means Milamato, like the Gemara said before. That he did a hafach in the middle of Shemana Esrei, he couldn't control himself, and he passed gas in the middle of Shemana Esrei, which is an improper thing. And that's a sinner, right? That's a sinner that he's a mechur, and so on, the Gemara said before. That it's a bad sinner. So the din requires mamtin in the middle of Shemana Esrei, because the din requires mamtin, he has to wait, hashiyich lo haruach. The other gear says hashiyich lo hareach. The other dead reach goes away. You have to wait for a few moments, and then the chayzim is pal. Then it continues in the middle of Shemana Esrei. The Nika Diyami, no, doesn't have to wash his hands. The Nika Diyami, another version has it. Hayomid the Tzvilo Dikesh Lehisatish, he has the sense that he can't control himself, that he has to pass gas. So what he should do is he should walk away, Machik Le'achura of Dalet Amit. He should walk, he's davening over here, this is his Machu Tzvilo, so let him walk away. And B, yes, he can't control it, B, then she walked back and continued down. From the Sattish, then a mountain, and she went to Sheikh Al-Ruach, Al-Rech, the two Kirsis, and then a Lechoyzi, she went back the way he was before, from his parallel, and he should continue with the Shmonesh, he should finish. The Yoimer, and he should say the following, Nusach, in the Mishnah Berurah quotes on Machlech Yisrael Shoyim, does he say, Ashilata, does he say Ashilata in the middle of the Shmonesh? Or does he say, yes, at the end of the Shmonesh? He says, most, in the Shulchan Aruch, it says, you say in the middle of the Shmonesh, like Rashi and Taisus say. He says in the middle of the Shemana Esrei, Rashi says, V'yayma b'teichat tfilo. Rashi says, V'yayma b'teichat tfilo. And Taisa says, V'yayma rebanu haylam v'yad v'emtat tfilo. What did he say, Ashayyotah, in the middle of the Shemana Esrei? Yeah. In both cases, he says something like Ashayyotah. But in the middle of the tfilo, let him wait to say Ashayyotah afterwards. So Rashi says, because the size of the tfilo is mustekah. He had to be mafsik anyway when he was in the Sattish. He had to be mafsik till the wrath goes away. The sin bank overcome the tefillah's mustekus, it doesn't really make it any worse if he's going to say this.
When did you say it? Before when the wrath made away, or did
it? No. After the wrath is all over, while the wrath is still around, he's not allowed to talk. Right. Special because he was mafsik to Shemana Esrei.
Would not say, no.
This is a special nusach because it's so embarrassing in the middle of the Shemana Esrei to have to pause, the person is under the Pnei Melach, and he has to pause in the middle because he can't control his bodily function. So that's what Nedek HaKonah to say this specific nusach. He says something like Ashayyotah, it's a little different. He says, the Rashi insight is that most of the Rishayim Tzim Shukra Pasuk are like that, that you say this nusach in the middle of Shemana Esrei means an apology. Excuse me, Punishman, what can I do? You created me, and this is the way you created me with bodily needs, and I can't control this, and I went to the bathroom before, and I couldn't do anything about it. And then he continues to say, I'm okay, I'm not too sick, or whatever, in the middle of the Shemana. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, that even though that's not promised to Rabbi Paskin, but I'm trying to say that we don't follow that thing. We are machmir, like the other Rishayim will say, like the minority here, to say that you wait till after the Shemana Esrei in order to say this. So he says, the Punishman, well, you created us, this is the way you created us. This embarrassment that he couldn't have done anything about it. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah stresses over here. We had the Gemara before, where the Gemara discussed what happens if the person is in the middle of Shemana Esrei, and Hoyimayim shows his female birkov on the bottom of top face on the face on the last two lines. The Gemara is a person in the middle of Shemana Esrei, all of a sudden he's not so naive. It doesn't say that in the middle of Shemana Esrei, he says, why doesn't it say this? We go to Shalom Eros and we come to this a bit from Asher Yotza. Why? Because they have to say Asher Yotza.
He was also in a coma. He hasn't said the Vantashiyat at the end. No, but this is like an apology. He's apologizing for the Vanashwam for having to be mocked at the Shon Esrei Mitten. So let him say he apologized to the Yom from the Mitten, and then Tashiyat the rest of the Shon Esrei. So that's what Rabbi Nehemiah says no. Rabbi Nehemiah says no. There he could have controlled it. Let him go to the bathroom before he begins to Daven Shon Esrei. So I fall off mine from there, I'm lying. He should have known in advance, but he said no. So he's a Tashiyat over there. So this Tzila, is all about Chepasei Nechli Mosei Mane Tanayim. That you're apologizing. The apology is not accepted. Why apologize? The apology will be, the person's going to throw your apology back. Does it just enter it? What do you mean I created him to come to come? You could have gone to the bathroom before. Over here he says, Bunshan, give me a break. After all, I didn't do anything wrong. I tried the best I could, and I couldn't control myself. That's what Rabbi Nehemiah says over here. This is a special, he says, there's a special mitzvah of an apology where the apology will be accepted. But the Bunshan will accept the apology, but the only one is taken from the Sadish. Yes, he has the ability. Yes, he has the ability to control himself until he's involved all around the
world. Different version of what?
Different version of what the Tana was deciding, and there's no contradiction. But the two versions of what the Tana, the Maizu Shoy Kapoy, what did he say? So the one who was reciting the Bryce said there were two versions exactly what did he say. The one version was this, the one version was that. So perhaps it means that either the two versions of what Rav Dala heard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. What does it mean he could be it? It either means there are two versions of what the story was, or the Tana who was reciting the Brisa recited the two versions in the Brisa, but they don't contradict each other. They both fit in together. The sun,
all the people who were around, smelling after stop
to. Yeah, yeah, the Gemara's going to have about that. Yeah. The going to have these things on the next up. This is a problem. Sometimes having an old age home, he's having an older person goes to shul and he can't control everything with his body, so you have such problems with this gemara. You're going to have to work for the gemara.
You're
going to have to learn the gemara with the gemara. So you say this apology and then you continue the shmarat.
Yes.
So again, most of the rishonim say like Rashi and Tosafot that you say this apology in the middle of the shmarat, so then you go weiter. Because then Kovacar Rashi says the tefillah is mustek as we are met as anyway. And the Mishnah Berurah says, even though that's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass like that. The Achrayim suggests that you should follow the Midot HaRishayim, that you should save the apology to the end of the Shemana. So this is the Gantz of Word, the Rabbah, the one to hear a last single time from the Rebbe. He didn't even hear from the Rebbe. He just heard from the one who was reciting, the Tana who was reciting in front of the Rebbe. He said, Dayoi, Amalei, not Amalei, he wasn't talking to the Rebbe. Amalei means Rabbah told the Rebbe. He didn't talk, he was hiding behind the door, Rashi said, Bakushi, that's what he hears is Omar. He points out on the side, no? Omar, he said to himself, Evil Agot Yel Shmad over there, Dayoi. And to Sandy, Gemara Shabbat, that now both have such a similar story by Rav Zera. Rav Zera was that Rav Zera, who was about to go there, she told him also wanted to hear the Lishtiko person who's read from Rav Yudin, and he's afraid to go into the base medicine, because Rav Yudin was opposed to anyone who wants to go to live in Eretz Israel. So he's hiding behind the door. But also the last story he heard was also about what do you do if you take a hot shower? Also it's something that has to do with your health.
Yeah,
cold water, hot water, then you should have a hot shower and hot tea after you finish the hot shower. Also on a health issue. And then he said, Eat a little bussy, the same Russian. The same Russian. Eat a little bussy on the Shwantam Rizal Dayoi. That was the last verse that he heard before he went there to Kishore. Stranger, they should both hear after the things that have to do with Breeze. They didn't hold like the Rebbe. They held like the most of the Amoraim that the essay only applies to the Klei HaMikdash, that it doesn't apply at all to the people. The Rambam quotes the Din of Review a little bit. The Rambam quotes the Din. Israel was a big Malkum Torah, and the rest of the world was no. Let's say New York area is a big Malkum Torah. Big Malkum Torah. I think. A person is going to go to Australia. He's going to go to Saskatchewan. I'm not going to go to some community where there's no Torah. So if he involves and he can introduce Torah, if he's involved us, maybe he has a prayer that his company is moving to Saskatchewan, so he can pray. But if he has a prayer, so he should switch jobs. He shouldn't move there. The Rambam writes, it's forbidden to... What's the Easter essay over here? You understand that Rabbi explained what, why there's no mitzvah to go there, why Rabbi Yudah is not the opinion that there's no mitzvah to go there to yourself. either because there's no Kedusha Ta'aretz, so you won't accomplish anything by going to Eretz Yisrael, like Kitchel Lash Lover of Yilohol, or because there won't be Miklav, whatever that is. It's not going to work anyway, so it's doomed to failure, so don't bother to go, it's a Rabbah of Atol. What's the Issa? So the Rambam explained the Issa is because Bubble was a big welcome terrorist. All the great Talmid Chacham lived there. So if you know that not only is it forbidden to leave Babel to go to any other, to go to Spain, or to go to Morocco, or to go to South Africa, or anywhere else, unless it's Koch Nefesh or something, unless you have no Gerim, but you know the only thing, it's even forbidden to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Ramapas is not like that. It's forbidden to go from Babel to anywhere else in the world except for Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is not a mitzvah, he says. But to go to anywhere else is forbidden because Babel was a big amount of terror. So today, Babel is not such a mocking center. There aren't so many Jews left there in whatever Iraq. What's the Babel is in Iraq? So there aren't any Jews left in Iraq, but it would apply in any in every generation. You know, if you live in a mocking center, it's not permissible to leave unless you have a very strong, compelling reason. Yeah, the Dafka is right there. You have to go to a mocking
center. But now that the Jews are destroyed, we'll come on and
The Rambam, I think, is Mashi. When he quotes half of Rabbi Yudin. He quotes half that it's forbidden to go from Babel to anywhere else except for Eretz Yisrael, because we don't hold like Rabbi Yudin did. We don't hold from his pasuk. His pasuk held that you're not even allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael because Babel was the Malkut Torah. More so than Eretz Yisrael. At that time, it was more so later in the days of the Amoraim, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that Eretz Yisrael was became a greater Malkut Torah than in Babel. But in the earlier generations, in the days of Yirmiyahu Navi, Babel was clearly the greater Malkut Torah. The only machlok is between Rabbi Yehuda and the other Amoraim was whether this is or not to leave the Makom Torah even applies if you want to go to Eretz Yisrael, because what time is it to live in Eretz Yisrael? The Rambam says that that's mutz, that we don't call it mutz. Going to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. Rav Kook, I think, writes on that Gemara in the end of Balabasha. I remember many years ago, I visited the Nazir, 22 years ago. I visited the Nazir in Yerushalayim with my wife. The person was trying to convince me I should become a vegetarian. He said that he just published a statement that based on Rav Kook, that his wife started to interrupt. So she says, what do you have to make trouble between the husband and the wife? And if they're vegetarian, if you just tell me your safer is available in the store, he wants to find out. Let him read the book, don't make trouble. Then he asked my wife, whether she ever learned Limud in Kurdish. So she said yes. So he asked the movie, you know where it says Avir Ezer Yisrael Machkin? What is it about to say? So I said to him, I don't remember where it says it. Yeah, remember the expression. I don't remember where, want to know in what context does it appear in the Gemara. I said, I don't remember myself. So he tells me, I don't need Rosh Hashiva, I'm Yvonne Mikabel, I'm Yvonne Mahmi. He wants to know whether my wife, so he reminds me that it says in the end of Baal Basra, there is an Perek Nishanei. In Perek Nishanei, the Mishnayis have cases, Nafal Abayis, all of the Alima, Nafal Abayis, all of Alishta, two people died, and Shana, who died first, who gets the Isha? During the war years, the Yishayahs came up. The Nazis killed two people. The Yishayahs, whoever died first, is going to determine who's going to get the Yerusha. After the war, they did a Dinah Torah over large sums of money based on these Mishnahs. So every Mishnah came in Alok. Every Mishnah came up Alok. So in one case, the Mishnah says, Anachasim Lechaz Kasim. So the Gemara has a Machlekes Amoraim. What does it mean, Anachasim Lechaz Kasim? It's unclear. Who called Mokhtar? So the Gemara says when Abzeru came to Eretz Yisrael, Abzeru there saw Machim and changed his mind, and he said, "Bechetkas Oisah Hashavet." However, Huchkacha Nachlo by Oisah Hashavet. The case is that the wife died and the husband died. Who died first? If the wife died first, and the husband Yarshim is the wife, and the husband dies, and then the husband go to his children. And if the husband died first, and then the wife died, then the Enabal Yarshim is the Kevra Lahanchel Lebama. Then he doesn't get the Yerusha. So the Abzeru, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, says,
So he said, how the Huchzat and Nachla, both are Shevet, since it was in the Shevet of the wife, so it goes to her family. It goes to her father, her brothers, rather than going to the husband. Her family is called Mumukhlet. So he told me then the name of Rav Kook. He told me Rav Kook has it in one of his sermons, that what changed when he came to Eretz Yisrael. So he said, in Bavel, he never saw such a thing, that Shevet Reuven, Shevet Shimon, Shevet Yehuda. You know this guy, and the Dean is very much that you don't think about Shavuot. He came to Eretz Yisrael, and he gave him the tour, and he showed him this is Nachla Shimon, and this is Shevet Dan, and this is this. So it sank into his mind the concept of Nachla Shavuot. At that time, when he learned it in the Chumash, but it didn't have a hashpah on him. So when he went touring in Eretz Yisrael, and they showed him that this Shikol Karka is this Shevet, and that Shikol Karka is that Shevet, so that's when he came upon this idea of all the Hosecha Nachla, both are Shevet. So what he did, what Rav Kook did was, in effect, he did away with that whole Gemara. But the Gemara doesn't really say that Avir does all Machkim in general. That a person goes to Eretz Yisrael, so he strives in learning more. Not necessarily that Gemara, maybe a different Gemara. The wrong students maybe says like that. But the Gemara there, the way he interpreted them, they just said, when he came upon the physiocracy, he heard so, he realized that the local, a local thing.
Everybody gets that feeling when they go there into strong and see.
They understand the Gemara is better, yeah? The Gemara has on the last medium-sized line before they get to the wide line. Everything is all together. Now I'm going back to a person davening. Yep, he's not permitted to daven with his Erdo and the Bula. That's in the Chata Erdo. But let's say if the person is in a room. The person is naked, but he's in a room. And the Erdo is Mechutza with the room. That doesn't help. That is a good room. But he's in the same room together with the Erva. Unless say he has a sheet on top of him. So the Erva is Mechuzma. The sheet is all on top of him. And the right of the Erva is on Mechuzma. That's how the key story on the Erva. Separate. Son of Bob says in the right of how Yashim is telling me. He's sleeping and he has a sheet on top. Then he opens the Hosea to Roshim if they have steam. There's no steam in his apartment. It's so cold, he doesn't want to take his head out from under the blanket. He's under the blanket, he's not wearing pajamas. So he's not permitted to say a brach, he's not permitted to say Krishna. He's not permitted to daven. So what does he do? The way he should do is he should hold the blanket to be mounted by his neck. And then the Tanakhama isn't worried about Liberos HaEzra. The male is considered that the Erva is mechutz with the rest of the blanket. And his head is in a different sort of, it's not really in a different shoes, but it's considered the Erba's Mechusa. If the blanket is on top of his whole body, then the Erba's not considered Mechusa. The Eishavim and the next time holds, but that's not enough. If he's going to just be Chosin to Talitha Al-Savoroi, just make a tight over here by the shoulder, by the neck, take that finish because the Libra is there, but there's no obstacle between the heart and the Erba. The next time I have done that, there is a problem of Libra. I was thinking about Tanakhama. How can the Tanakhama say all he has to do is hold the blanket of the sheet tied by his neck? What happened to Harry Libra? I said, I'm not so sure this one. So, but the Tanakhama doesn't hold enough. Libra is there. Machlekes Tatarayim. We learned the Machlekes Karishayim and the Taisis of the next job. How you pass the Machlekes Rashi and the Reed?
Is it
mutter
always, or
is
it
mutter
always?
No, always, yeah. Rabbeinu Shemayah, the Talmud Rashi wrote it from Machlid Ishri. So Rabbeinu Shemayah says that Rashi passes is always mutter. Rashi always likes the Tanakhama that it's always mutter, and the Ri has the right, and he's on the next daf, that's how most of the Rishonim pass him, like the Ri. There's the right to the next daf, and he passes with the Rizadin of Libra Rishonim. Shaks Machlid. Now goes a different difference. All the dinim are interconnected. Two of the Beit HaKisein, Beit HaKisein, Davening Beit HaKisein, Erevo, everything intermingled, it's not in order. Look in the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch thought that this is already in order. The Gemara doesn't have it in order. Amar Rav Hanan Rav Yehuda, the new din. A mahalach mevuah tam mitzvah nafesh, a person is walking in the street, and the street is full of soya. Or adlayim soya. So what's the law? Is he committed anything kriya shema? Is he committed? You're not allowed to start saying kriya shema in the middle of the street. That's everybody's mouth. Shalas, if you start saying Kriya Shema, Babayas, whatever, so Pati Kriya Shema, you're not allowed to walk. You have to stand still. Because you can bash and go to the young voice. But then the rest of the Kriya Shema is permitted to be inside even Bahalicha. So the Shalas is, what if he's walking in the street and the street is full of soya? Is he permitted to continue reciting Kriya Shema or not? So that's the Machlokes Amram. So Rav Huna says that he heard from Rabbi Yochanan. When he has the other he just puts his hand over his mouth and recorded Kriya Shema.
Very conceited as he walks.
Ayim Halach and Gurus Hamitin Ochin. The Rishonim Adon, the only time it's Mutter, according to this one Gomer, we pass him at his Osir. But according to this Sheik, all that it's Mutter, the only time it's Mutter, it's Yisrael, the Bobby Shainim Atunah. He starts saying Krishna, I was clean. And once he started, he goes like, there's a Chomer, you put your hand over your mouth, but the Yikra Adin, it's really Mutter without putting your hand over your mouth either. Why is it talking Mutter? What's talking about the Omer? Doch Mamish Toya. Doch Balamish is Toya. Isn't it a violation of the Dina Torah? So the Rajboy explains in the Kedusha Rajboy, he says that this is based on the Gemara on the Negzah, that the Gemara quotes a Mishnah right in the middle of Chotem and Aleph. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah in the Goyim. So we're not so rugged to learn the brain, but somehow this Mishnah is a lucky Mishnah, Hakol Tov and Aleph, it's a lucky Mishnah, that the Gemara quotes it in Kedusha, in another context, the Gemara quotes it over here. That there is a din that makes us in time for oil. It makes us in time for the master of the master means that I touch it. The master means that I can't wait. Same oil, that's the same as well. So the Tatis came when Miriam became a Tzarad, so Aaron requested of Moshe Rabbeinu, give her a break, do something, Atina Kameis. Don't let our sister be like a mate. Being assaulted a bunch of them, she should be cured. Moshe Rabbeinu said, kill her a phone number, and after a week she was cured. So the Gemara learns that, the Mishnah is learning that not possible. I'll be no kamei. The time you learn that, just like a maid is Matami Bahayo, so too a maturah is also Matami Bahayo. Not only a person who's a maturah is Matami Bahayo, even a nevin hamanuga. So you have a bayit hamanuga. So the stone from the bayit hamanuga, which in the Tzaraz bathroom, the stone that has a nevin Tzaraz, also has the status like a maid and it's Matami Bahayo. But the Mishnah is never called it Bahayo. Even though it turns out, Alpina Kamei, the Hekish, the name is called the Tami Gedir, Abol Abayi, Yitmo, when you walk into the house. The reason why it's called the Tami Gedir, because the passage uses that lotion, Abol Abayi. How come Tati, here we call it oil, here we call it deer? But that's what the Minchas Chinuch explains based on this mission, because the dinim are slightly different. Let's say if there's a maid all the way down the hall, and all the rooms are open, and we're sitting here, there's a tumah goes from one room to the other. If the door is closed, then you talk to them about this. If the door is open, it's not managed, the tumah goes through. If it will be a mitzvah, I wouldn't go through. Here's the separate room. That's the mission in the garden. That's the mission in the garden. A little late in the garden. The mission has in the garden. The mitzvah wants to dab in the shul. The mitzvah is not permitted to walk into one of our yards, I'm called the karma. The mitzvah should be known. But if it's not our yards, I'm called the karma, then he may enter the city. The reason why the material is Mishtalei Chutz and the Sholosh Machin is not because it's a contagious disease. It's not allowed to cause other people to get sick. Rashi says in my cut, in the third take my cut, in the element of Alphans, that on regal, on Sholosh Regolim, when the Avelis is not Noi, so the material is, according to the Gemara Tavamina, the Gemara thought that the material is not, the Maskon is that the material is Noi, that his Avelis, the Avelis at the material has to observe it, even Noi, and Yom Tal Chalamai. But the Gemara had a Shaila, maybe the material doesn't have to observe it. So Rashi says, let's not observe what? He permitted to enter the Ayorah Tamakot Chayim Lekesh Shubanun and Yom Tzim HaKalamai. I saw a contagious disease. So he entered the prohibition against entering Ayorah Tamakot Chayim Lekesh Shubanun and not into a contagious disease. Could be it's not a contagious disease, because it's not the same as leprosy. The Rishonim already say that. The scientists say that it's not, it has nothing to do with leprosy. It's some kind of a different kind of disease. But we don't even have such a thing today. It's something yet. So that's some kind of a strange mess of a disease. It's not a contagious disease. It has nothing to do with leprosy. So the prohibition against entering the Sayyarat on Kabbalah is because of dinner. She lost the name in Amachna. And if you have a city where it's not Mukhav Karmash, you should have been known. You have a city in Kuzlars, the Chabad has no Kusha. So the Mitzvah is permitted to be there. So what if he wants to daven in the Yin? He wants to daven Kriba B'tzibur every day. So he's going to walk into the shul. Everybody's going to be Natami, Natami B'tzibur, Natami B'oil. So the Mishnah says, let him daven in the women's section of the shul. The mission doesn't have to have a machita all the way up to the ceiling and it should be mamish locked off. The mission just says, you have to have a, I forget already how tall it has to be. The mission says how tall the machita has to be. You should daven on one side of the machita and the people on the other side will not be coming. The machita, even though if it would have been a mace, the tumor would have gone over. No. For the purposes of tumor mitzvah, the mitzvah is coming to oil, he's not the talib ball that's going to come to the deer. The deer means mamish the same one. And then the Gemara has, this mission has another distinction. That the only time the Mitzvah is Matamei Zedir is if he's sick down. Mother Yeshim Mechutz Manachan and Moshovo. Moshovo, when he sits down. If he sits down or he stands still, he has to be stationary. If the Mitzvah is walking, let's say the Mitzvah is running through one, he's running through the room. From one door he walks in that door, he walks, keeps on walking out the other door. If everybody was in the same room at the time that the Mitzvah walked through, nobody became Tamei. The thing is that Moshovo, when he's there, be clear. If we use the Talmud, the Talmud says that if the Nagar is there, the Kriyas is sitting or standing still, so then everybody in the same room will become Talmud. But if the Nagar doesn't sit still, no, that's our Gears, not a different Gears to W. That's the Gears that we have on Chalpain at all. So the Rajboa comments on this Gemara, based on that Gemara also, based on that Gemara. So he puts it together and says like this, what does it say? The soldiers in the Israeli army state, they have to have a shovel, so that when they have to cover up the tzoya. Because the pasuk says, "V'hoyo machanecha kodosh," we have to have kedusha tamachane. So he says, that is the marker of the Rashi writes, and the next up, that is the marker of the dinner. You're not permitted to daven or learn Torah when there's tzoya there. So we heard that only if the tzoya is sitting still, and you are sitting still, they're both stationary. Then there's no kedushas makom over here. You're standing or sitting in the same place that the tzoya is standing up in, is the position. Someone's holding the tzoya, the tzoya sitting on the floor. So that's cool, the lack of kedushas makom. But what happens if the tzoya is sitting there, but I'm walking through, so you can't really say that I'm in the same makom as the tzoya, I'm walking through. So that was the opinion of this Amor. And even though that's what the Rashi says, even though he's wearing a tzoya, he's walking by the Mavuot HaMetunot, the Rashi writes, The Gemara doesn't distinguish whether he sees the Tzoya or doesn't see the Tzoya. The Gemara doesn't distinguish whether the Tzoya is not allowed to come out. It's answered in simple reading. We don't pass like Rabbuna. He's asking, you're not allowed to continue saying Kriya Shema. But Rabbuna doesn't, he thinks that you're allowed to. Rabbuna claims in the name of Rabbi Yechon, he's walking in the Gemara himself, he started to say Kriya Shema before, Minech Yod Ofiz, and he continues to recite his Kriya Shema. Even though he's Tzoya is not allowed to the Tzoya, even though it's very Tzoya. What's the Heter? What in the world is the Heter? And the next month, Amma says, Amma Le Rachid, Rachid tells Rabbuna, Rachid was a Talmud of Rabbuna. So he says, you're telling me the name of Rabbi Yechonon? Even if Rabbi Yechonon would be here and tell me personally, I would not accept that law. He says, I don't accept that law. You don't pass on this. Well, the key might swear, if I'm morally Rabbi Yechonon, this will marry. Rabbi Yechonon would tell me with his own lips. Not that I doubt that you're telling me the truth. I believe that Rabbi Yechonon said it. I can't accept that law. Like I thought about it. I would not accept it from him. Then the next month, Omer invites you to the same. He could be on another version has it. It was different people. Omer Abba Gobachana, Omer Abba Shubba Navy. Shubba Navy was a contemporary of Rabbi Yechonon. The Rabbi Baba Hana, who was a Talmud both of Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shimon Levi, tells the same thing. And now who goes on to us, Nechiyot, I'll feed the current Krishna. So again, Rabbi Chizit checked this and he says, well, the king, I swear, my mother, Shimon Levi, but for me, even if I would hear from Shimon Levi in person, I would not follow him. Loi Tzai Son Olay. I would not accept that alone. He's talking, don't accept that alone. So why do they help? Why did Rabbi Huna, why did Rabbi Yechon and Shimon Levi, why did they say such a thing? So that's what the Rajbo says, because you're not in, it's not a violation of Ha'ya Machanech HaKadosh. Since you're a Mahalach, you're walking, it's not a lack of kedusha tamokan. The mokan means that things are stationary. If you're walking, it's not a violation. Yeah, but Nikaradin, the Rashba doesn't spell it out, but he stands on the next up. The Rashba sounds like he holds Nikaradin, Rabbi Yechon, and Shimon, you don't even need the Nikaradin. It's just Liyetta say.
What wouldn't you say something
about not
Kriyashma? Can you walk in the street?
How can it be the Rabbuna says in the name of Rabbi Yechon such as this? That you permitted to talk and learning and in the words of the Talmud, how can it be? Lama Rabbuna himself says, Talmud Chacham also Lama to Malkam Atim Ofer, so Talmud Chacham is not permitted to stand in a filthy street with his Soya, Omer Raglan Mishi, Yeshua Lama below Hebrew Torah. Because real Talmud Chacham is always thinking and learning. He's not going to think in politics, always going to be thinking and learning. And it's prohibited to be Mahar, even to be Mahar to give a Torah. Not only is it forbidden to talk to give a Torah, it's forbidden even to be Mahar to give a Torah to Mavua Talmud Sinon. So how can it be permitted to continue to say Kriyashma? So it's being about my Kasha. We just said the whole half there only if he's Mahar, because he's walking, then it's not considered part of his Malkam, so it's not a violation of Ha'ya Machanech HaKadosh. He said also, well, Lama is the Malkam HaKadosh. It's not the Mahar my Kasha. Kadmi Yonim and Kadmi Mahalach. If he's standing still, then he's in the same Malkam with the Toya. So that's the Nisim and HaKadosh. That's the part of Ha'ya Machanech HaKadosh. But the Kadmi Mahalach, if he's walking, that's the key to the Hedge. That's what the Rashi says. Not that the key to the Hedge is the Menech Yonim HaKadosh. The Gemara, the Kasha Nimar gave the Peret, if it's also a har there, what good is it if you cover all this? It's certainly being har. So he says, Menech Yod Alpi, he's told that only we have to say. The Ike Kula licked in them that he's Mahalach, that he's not standing still, so it's not called his mom.
maybe play it, like the five walking.
I don't know if that
was okay.
It was your friend then.
Same problem? Okay. You know what I'm going to discuss with the player from the horse is a problem. Maybe some of the players than the other. There's Chasulin, there's Nadia, there's different divisions in discussion of the anecdote. The Gemara is the same question of Rabbi Yechanan. How can they say the name of Rabbi Yechanan that he allows you to recite three Eshmadim Gur Tantan Zimam, Rabbi Yechanan Hachi? How can it be that Rabbi Yechanan really said, Vahamar Abba Baba Fanam Rabbi Yechanan, the whole Mokhan anywhere in the world, Mutala Harbi Dizay Teiro, he's permitted to think and learning anywhere and everywhere, not only Beit HaMedish. He's permitted to learn outside of Beit HaMedish also, Chutz the Beit HaMedish, Chutz the Beit HaKise, but not in the Beit HaKise because it's Tzoya. Beit HaKise, Mokhan Amiluch of the Tzoya. Even if they moved all the you're not allowed to be Mahara with the Torah. How can they say you're permitted to walk in the Nebuah Samus and others with the Torah there, Tufta al-Ramit, and he sees the Torah, and Rabbi Yechanan allows you to recite Kriyashma, so why not say the same Torah? If he say, well, maybe you'll tell me the same Torah that you just said before, Arafuna, Achan Ami Kam Yenet Kam Bimahale, it depends whether he's standing still or he's walking. It's more says it's not so, it's more funny, yeah, it's so. The same Torah that we gave Arafuna is the same Torah that Rabbi Yechanan. The first till we're going to get to that, we're going to say, I got it's not, that the Teretz is not correct, Haini, it's not true, because it was once a mice, it was Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan seems to that even if you're walking, you're also forbidden to say Kriyashma. So the Gemara says, no, that was Lashitasa, or somebody else, and he Lashitasa, hope that it's Mutter. If you're walking, the same Teretz Rabbi Yechanan. What was the story? Rabbi Abo was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Abo, Habikah, was a Bashreg of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan was walking in the street, Rabbi Abo was walking behind him, the Habikah Kari Kriyashma. And the Talmud was saying Kriyashma. When they came to the Mavur Talmud in office, he stopped. Yeah, in bottom of the Talmud, it was Ishtik, and the Talmud stopped saying Krishna. When they walked out of the dirty section of the city, walked into the clean section, Amalek said, yes, Rabbi Yechanan, do I have the right to pick up? Usually you're not allowed to talk in the middle of Krishna. This is the shot that was gave to Krishna. Like in the middle of the city. I don't know, do I have to start all over again from the beginning of the Krishna? Or can I pick up in the middle of Krishna? Hey, can I have there? Where should I go? Where should I go back to say Kriyashma? I have to go back to the very beginning because it was such a long pause that they were walking in the section of the Mavur Tamitan office. It was a case of show up in a Mikmas Kula. It was so long, you could have said the whole Kriyashma from the beginning to the end. It was so long there. So that was the Shiloh. On my life, Rabbi Yechanan Patsin, it depends. We shall eat the Mikmas Kula if the pause was so long that you could have said the whole Kriyashma from the beginning to the end. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't matter where you are. Let's say talking about this part of Kriyashma, you only have one part of blood. So that doesn't make it a short the Ligman school is just 1 minute. It means from the beginning to the end. Short the Ligman school is the whole thing. So he says, if Rabbi Yechanan passed, if it's short the Ligman school, Chazor Larosh, you have to go back to the very beginning. And if it was less than short the Ligman school, then you just pick up where you were. So why did Rabbi Yechanan, so what was the problem? So why did, what's the passion? So what do you see? So why did Rabbi Yechanan tell him that short the Ligman school has to be Chazor Larosh? Basically explain that earlier that. How do we pass in halacha by shok the ligma skula? Do we pass in that you have to go back to the beginning? Or is it, let's say, Megillah, or Shemon Esrei, or Kriyat Shema, Kriyat Shofar, all of the cases. So there's a machlokes. So that's what Taisa said on the previous daf of Chok Beis HaMikdash. And Taisa quotes our Gemara. And Chok Beis HaMikdash. Taisa says there, and the long Taisa says, Elo the Kuli Yama. And Chok Beis HaMikdash said, there is had the Yeshu, and he passed in, so there is, and the Rambam passed in, it depends on the Shemon Esrei, or anything else. Now that is an Indian of Eimid Lushman Melech, and we have a lot of things that is more common in the Middle Lushman essay. The Moshe of the Gemara says, how does the Gemara say? Nitzach in the Kovah Val Yisrael. It seems that he's a Nitzach in the Kovah. So the Ramban claims in the Mohammed, that's only a Chumah by Tzila. It doesn't apply to other things. So the Gemara can have an extra, that a person is wearing a swimming suit, he's wearing bathing suit, swimming trunks, but the rest of his body is not dressed. So he's permitted to recite Kriyashma, but he's not permitted to say Shemon Esh. Because when it comes to Shemon Esh, there's only one man, look, they have to be dressed to all the time. Stand by me, the Shemon Esh. You have more chumis than Shemon Esh, because there's only one man, no? So the Rish and the Rambam passing that in Shemon Esh, they show that the Ligmas Kula has to be heard to the Rish, because such a long shiur, such a long pause, is the battle that Tzirut, is the battle of the status of Ein Melech Ne'amelech. It's a 20 minutes in the middle, that's not called Ein Melech Ne'amelech. So the first half and the last half of the Shemon Esrei fall apart, they're not connected. But in anything else, there's no Indian of Ein Melech Ne'amelech. Of course, the Baruch Shalom watches when we blow Shreif and when we say Kriyashma also, but we're not saying Kriyashma to the Baruch Shalom, we're saying Kriyashma to ourselves. We're blowing Shreif to ourselves, not to the Baruch Shalom. So there is possibly no problem of Shreif living in the school. But Taisus had a different sheet now called Taisus, and they showed it from the Pshat and the Gemara. That it depends like this. If the Shia in the middle was because of halachic consideration, because it was impossible, it was the extra. It was impossible to continue the mitzvah at that time,
Then naturally, if the Sami is short, really quick, cooler, he's resting up in the middle. What about the kid? Can't get the kindness out. He does the key of Shvarim and then takes 20 minutes and he does the next year. So that's a technicality. But there was nothing making it impossible to happen. He could have had the next year. So what happened about the kid? That's a shadow. What if he didn't feel well? What if he didn't feel well? But he's saying, hey, the action means only off the din or even in the seer. That's, I think, a discussion in Shulchan Aruch about the details of this. The Tanya says that that's the shot in Agimara. And you think from Agimara, if the din would be that you committed to Misak Yeshua, if you walked through the Nebuah Thomas and Offloy, then the Gemara says Rabbi Yechanan's shot doesn't make any sense. Why did Rabbi Yechanan tell his Talmud? Who was it? Rabbi Abo. Why did he tell that? What did he tell me about both? And if you were shock the Ligma Sula, you have to be Chazal Rosh. Why? You pass the shock the Ligma Sula. It's not Chazal Rosh. But if the demon is that you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema while you're walking through the Rebuah Tamas and Rosh, that's a more serious Hapsoket. That's a more serious Abidin. I want to say that. But that is more common than shock the Ligma Sula. It has to be Chazal Rosh. That's the time to set Pshat in this Gemara. But don't you see from the Pesach of Rabbi Yechanan that he holds that you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema while you're walking through the Rebuah Tamas and Rosh? The Sachmanish and Stira. So what we quoted before, the Rabbi Yechanan want to say that it's permissible. So the Gemara says, as for the Gemara, Hachi Kamalei. What Rabbi Yechanan said to Rabbi Bo was like this. Lididi, according to my opinion, Lois Birli. According to my opinion, they could have said Kriya Shema while you were walking through water. So therefore, even short the Ligma Sula is no problem. That's how Tosis interpreted. That's how Tosis interpreted. You could interpret differently than that. That's how Tosis interpreted in the Gemara. Since my sheet is that you could have said while you were walking through the dirty streets also, even though you, the Maitre, didn't say, there's no problem with Shoshan Ligma Skula, because it wasn't the Yeshua in the middle. But with Lizzie Doc, obviously you stopped saying the Yeshua, right? Because you hold against me. That's what we passed him like the Talmud. We passed like Rabbi Bone, like Rabbi Chizah, that you're not allowed. But Lizzie Doc, the Sirach, you hold that you're not allowed to say, but then it depends. The Shoshan Ligma Skula, then it constitutes as a sheet. The Ligma Skula, how's all the rest? The Buzz Blight, La Locha, Buzz Blight. Buzz Blight about, what's the answer of Rabbi Yechon? So the answer, same as Rabbi Bone. If I made, if you're standing in and walking Hatin Ofen, Tuch Dalaram to the Tzoy, or Kimo Yehna, but here, I can see the Tzoy, you walk Dalaram to the way, then you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema. But if you're walking through, even though you're Tuch Dalaram, if you see the Tzoy, the Rabbi Yechanan's opinion is that you may say the Kriya Shema. How do we pass him along? The Gemara says it's a Machloki Satana. Tanya Kabbat is a Rabbunin. Tanya Kabbat is a Rabbunin. There's a right that says this, there's a right that says that way. But the kids say the Machloki Samurai is a Machloki Satana. And we pass him the Chumra, that you're not alone. The Gemara says Tanya Kabbat is a Rabbunin. The right that supports a Rabbunin says, I'm out from Buddha, I'm to another. It's permitted to continue saying Kriyashma as long as he's walking, as long as he doesn't stand still, so he's not, it's not called a violation of Machana HaKadosh. He's not the same Machana as the Tzor, because he's walking. There's a writer that says, not only are you not allowed to start saying Kriyashma then, even a great Kriyashma, the Shem Hoyakori, if you had already started reciting Kriyashma when the streets were clean, and then you enter into the street that has the Tzoya, you have to be perfect. You have to stop saying Kriyashma, because now you're in the Makom HaTinoch, now you're near the Tzoya. Yes, that's how the Rishayim are on it. Even Rahune, the sense that you're permitted to continue, don't to continue. To start is improper. So to continue is a machlok. But Rabbi Shem HaLevi, you know, I think the clause, we always pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that negative in Egoro, except against Rabbi Shem HaLevi. And then we pass like Rabbi Shem HaLevi. Yes.
What
was the Jewish Mokasha from the Tanakh and the Jewish Mokasha? Okay, Tanakh. Based on Mokasha, because people are on Zeto, because there's Zuhamah. Even if no one is on Zeto, there's Zuhamah. No, let's say there's a Kisha, even if they clean down all the Tzoya. It's a Mokasha, because there's Mokasha, because there's Zuhamah. Zuhamah is a branch of Tzoya. It's almost an extension of the dinner. It doesn't mean in the Beit HaMechus that there's somebody there who's undressed. Beit HaMechus, you're not permitted to say a bracha, even if everyone is dressed, because it's a mokum where there's a lot of zuhama. That's a shadow, there's not a zed. The Beit HaMechus says, don't have such zuhama. So maybe you can make a little bit. So many doesn't say Beit HaMechus, Beit HaMechus is not a zed, mokum.
What's the problem when I ask about the Beit HaMechus?
Okay. So that kasha we said that was Lididin Lididok. But here's Rabbi Yechanan himself speaking.
Here's Rabbi Yochanan speaking. He said it's interesting. Mara says, yeah, that's Goyim, and that's the Mahalach. If it's Goyim in the Beit HaMelech, Beit HaKisei Avani, not allowed to say the Rishon, not allowed to say the Rishon. But if it's not in the Beit HaKisei Mahalach, then Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua the Meir both hold that it's Mutter to continue saying the Rishon. And we don't pass by that. We pass from Tani Kavata to Yochanan, so we pass like the second Rishon, like the other time.
You're walking the Rishon, if you're not allowed.
Yeah, we can't get even to walk. Yeah. Even if you're walking through, it's also, that's how we talk. Our Beit HaMechus is different. That's what Rapenkin and others write like that. Our Beit HaMechus is more, it says in Masechah Shabbos. In Terekira, Beit HaMechus, there's three rooms, the Beit HaChit, the Beit HaPimli, the Beit HaMsoi, the Chedr HaMsoi. So the Rapenkin claims that by the Beit HaMechus probably has a status like the Chedr HaPimli. It's more cow than the cheder, like the cheder hamsoi, which is more cow than the cheder hamsoi. Because there isn't so much zuham abayat. Zuham goes down the drain.
Yeah.
It's because Beit HaMechus, it's full of zuham. No, it's not full of
zuham.
Yes. No, it's zuham. Even if nobody's undressed. Yeah. Part of the difference is that, but also it says in Shulchan Aruch that you're not permitted to say a bracha in the Beit HaMechus even if no one is undressed, because there's, we assume that there's Zuhamo there. So that Chumah, the Zuhamo, that thank you in another state, doesn't apply to Imar.
Yeah.
Could be. What if a person violates the opinion of Rav Chisda? That's what we're talking. Because he's not permitted to continue saying Kriya Shema. What if a person violates that opinion and he continues to say the Kriya Shema even while he's walking through the Mevor Tantanot? How bad is it? How terrible is it? So there's a machlokes on learning how bad it is. But I think also the Rajbo, I'm not saying, because the Rajbo points that the Gemara in Sanhedrin Dachsach says that if a person is in the Nevor Tantanot office, and his Mahar B'Dimitera, he speaks to the Torah, I think it's in Perek Chelik. His Mora says in Sahen, Ki Dvar Hashem Boza, Ovala Chalpanik, Dvar Hashem Boza, he's Mavadza the Dvar Hashem. Dvar Hashem means the Dibur of Hashem. Dibur Torah is Dvar Hashem. So if a person says Dibur Torah, he begins to say Dibur Torah in the Beis in the Vuhat Hamas and Ophas, then everybody's masking that it's a violation, a very serious of Dvar Hashem Boza. Shaim is, what about over here? He began the Kriya Shema in the Mavuot HaNakir, but then he continues to say that is this also such a serious violation that it's also Dvar Hashem Baza, or is it slightly lesser? That's the Machlokes HaMaron. Like Pasek, my house is here, is the Aveira, Amar HaMayosham, Barbara, the Rav Shem HaLeid, Amar HaKasrein there, the Gamanin, the Satan, Chutzim, the Tezim, the Mishpatim, the Yichyub, the Pasek is Bitzniya. The Navi comes in and he says, what is this? Tell him that I've given such a terrible terror, so miserable, so angry, so fierce. Why don't they keep my mitzvah? What's so bad about it? But the Gemara in different places comments that sometimes people read the chukim in the chutzah. They don't know. I'm supposed to read it. Have I given them chukim like this? But they read it the chutzah, that says as if they're going from David's terrible being. So the person recites Kriya Shema in the Mevuot HaMitzvah, that's an improper thing. It doesn't say Varash and Bazar. Because the blessing is Varash and Bazar. Because it's a terrible language. And the next mandam says no. The last Madonna is going to say that it's terrible, terrible. The next Madonna, Rabati, Amahai Mashal, Machavli Ashok. It's not right. To say that you're not Yotzei, I don't know. Is he not Yotzei Kriya Shema? Let's say if he started to be saying, we pass my money, you're not allowed to continue the saying. Let's say, Maybe it's only the Hatchila with the Rabban. It could be the Rajbo discussion. It could be Rajbo on this Gemara. He interprets that the Machlokes HaMaron, whether it's Pasuk A, Pasuk B, or Pasuk C, the Rabban HaChomer has to be in the Yisrael. The first Mandama says that it's not nice at all. The next one says, Hoy Moshe Havim Lechav Li Ashok. Then people begin to do Averis, they draw Averis to themselves with such marriage guidance, like with threads.
They tie on a thread to an Avera, and they start pulling the Avera to themselves. And the threads are so insignificant, but once they start pulling Avera, so they have a whole collection of Averas. So this is a slight. The next Matama says, this is a very slight Avera. It's a slight thing that he's doing, that he continues to say, Kriya Shema, it's going to one thing is going to lead to another, Avera, Avera, Avera. But he considers this, Rosh Chei Ha'ovon, he's drawing Avera to himself, the Chav Mehashov, with rote, that Avera Shva. They say it's a slight Avera. The first Madomar, it just sounds like he holds it's improper to do. He's not even saying that it's an Avera. The first Madomar says, it's improper. The next one says, Ashtikal Avera. The third Madomar says, absolutely Avera. Terrible. Rabbarba Habama, each one says worse than the other. Rabbarba Shambhoza, absolutely terrible. It's Zelda Avera, as the Gemara says, that everybody's Masin and the end of Sanhedrin, the one who talks to the Torah, beginning to talk to the Torah, the Lord Samson, that's what the Rajah says. They all agree to that premise. That's how you start off. Rajah and Bozo, you know, for sure, one who crossed the territory standing in the middle of something else. And Machlech is one of it over here, where he's Mahala. It could be the Rajah says that's not Kamina. What if it is Yevid, whether he was the Yotze or not? It could be that that's what he says. That according to the third Mandam, even the Yevid, you're not Yotze, the Zal saying to the person, there's the Kriyash, we're standing in the middle of something else, and he said before, you're not Yotze. According to the first and the second Mandama, that it's improper, or highly improper, or very wrong, it's not really Rosh Hashanah, but I think the Rambam could be that he
said what do you say a person going through in a wheelchair? That could very mean that in the authority, because not everybody has shoes on, like open sandals, and they step into it. But it's not going to be
That's another, going to give a lot of detail. If he's stepping, if he is wearing shoes, not, that's going to be different detail. But there's another deal, that one is forbidden to say, one is forbidden to not say or even if it's further than Dalaranda, but that's what you're saying, you can see it. You can see it.
But Rishon says,
if you can see it, you can see it. Rishon says, is not a problem. We thought from such a point of time. Rishon says today, yeah, the Gemara has on the next stop. If he uses it in the tannery, then only then we talk from that it's, they had a din of Zoya.
That's
in the Bible. You shouldn't take him to a great school. Yeah, you're not permitted to take a teenager who makes an opinion in the shul. Because he's going to the great school. Even though the Torah will be covered up, but it's not from. Some Achrayim say you're not permitted to take a teenager into a sukkah. Because Tishen Kachal Shem Shamayim Ala Chagika Kachal Shem Shamayim Ala Sukkah. Just like you shouldn't take a teenager into shul, because the baby's going to make an sin. They shouldn't take such a thing into it. Most people, I think, do not observe that. But still, it says in the Gemara that you're not allowed to leave the empty pots and pans in the sukkah. People violate that too. You're not allowed to do a dover meluza. Like the Mishnah Berurah says, you're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara. He says that there's some people who feel that you don't talk Lashon Hara in the sukkah, you're not guilty because that's the case you came to do. No, it's a finger of Avera. You're doing a dover meluza. You're doing a davar shel ganayim in the sukkah. It's a violation of Kal Shem Shamayim al sukkah. You have to be no covered in the sukkah. So some Achrayim say that it's improper to take in the pino. It's just like you shouldn't take in for Beis Hakness. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The more sukkah says, I'm going to Dabdimar bin Fasak, and what if he's in the middle of Kriya Shema, and he comes up to one of the Mavuz HaMetanofos, in Fasak, Maskor, what reward will he get for doing the right thing, for stopping to recite Kriya Shema in the middle? Am Rebato, all of our first member, the Pasuk says, Vadov HaZeh, Tariq HaYomim, Dover is Russian people, in more many times Dajin. Dover, like it says, Vatashu Vachich HaMeshach Ketzach, Meshach Ketzach, Meshach Koldova Sheishach, in more Dajin, Meshach Koldova, Meshach Dibur, they even read his Vorin. And let's say someone loaned me money, and usually I never was so friendly with him. Now, since he never lends me money, so I say, good job this morning, how are you, good morning and everything. I give him aliyah, and the job I give him extra aliyah, so that's ribbit to the Rabbanah. The ribbit to the Rabbanah is forbidden, even if I'm not giving him things, just say good morning, just to speak. Neshach Dibur, Neshach Kabbalah. The Rishami comes, the Yerbachot Erbaz Dabur. So the Rishami says, Erbaz Dibur. That legal prayer is included in that. Even to say thank you. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has an Eseter that he thinks that to say thank you is permissible. He doesn't think that that's an Eseter. It's just because the only time there's an Eseter is because of the Hamtana Samoy, because of the fact that the money is sitting by me for a long time, and you're losing that you could have invested it, you could have put it in the bank, so that's why I give you something to make up for the fact that it's Hamtana Samoy. But if you do a mila chesed, let's say you come to be in the vatra chesed. I say thank you. You do mila chesed. I say thank you. So he says that he writes in his sefer that when someone does a halva, he lends me money. So I'm thanking him. I say thank you for the act of the mila chesed, not because of the hamtana chesed. He thinks that it should be mutter. He says, we didn't go to them, they don't do it. But I was told that the day the sefer came out, someone came across this that he said that it's mutter. So someone went to Ashwani Raman and he showed him that the Balatani and the Shulchan Aruch Harav write that himself. So he said he backed up. He didn't know. He would have known that the Balatani had written himself, so he wouldn't have printed his opinion that he had that it's mutter. He said that he backed up right away. That's what's usually assumed. If someone gives you Alvor, the top prophet is not going to
give you Alvor.
I get Elias all the time. So I'm giving him kibbutim, I'm giving him, I always take a Shabbos to him. I always have him stay in my house anyway. Whenever he comes to New York, I let him stay in my place. But if it's a thing that I have done in the past two or three times, so then it's worth it to continue to do. In Shulchan Aruch, they discuss the details. So Lalok, how do we talk? We talk him that it's busted. We talk him that it's forbidden. It's forbidden to recite the Kriya Shema even though he's walking. Why? The Rashi explained why it should be mutter. The Rashi explained the Shita of Rav Yechon Shimon Levi that it's mutter. The whole prohibition of saying the Divrei Torah davening near the Tzoyer is, Hay Machanecha Kodesh Yisrael Kriya Shema Tzoyer Machle, it's a Mokai. So if the Tzoyer is sitting still, and I'm sitting still, then I'm the same Mokai. If I'm walking, it's not. How come we don't pass like that? What's so bad? Here there's a major dispute in Rishonim and Machlekes that I was going to rush. And the next up, why don't we pass like that? So the Rajbo says the answer is that it's wrong. That the whole speech of Torah is from top to bottom of all law. That the Gemara has a shayla on the next up. Let's say I'm standing still and someone is walking through with Torah. Someone is carrying Torah. So what opinion of the Gemara is that since the Torah is not standing still, they can't say it's not why Machanecha Kodesh? The Torah is moving, like the Torah is moving, so it's not Mitami. So if the Torah is moving, it's Mutter. And we don't ask like that. So the Rashi says, why? So he says, because it has nothing to do, even though the Pasuk is Hay Machanecha Kodesh, it really doesn't go on, it really doesn't mean that they should be Kedushas Machne, Mokim, Kavua. It has nothing to do with that. He says, if you see the Torah, then you're not allowed, because the Gemara says, you're not allowed to daven. There's one din machanecha kodesh, like a terf daladam. Let's say I'm standing here, and the Torah behind me, terf daladam. Even I don't see it, I'm not allowed to daven because it's terf daladam. Then there's another din. If it's in front of me, even if it's 100 amos away, if I can't even see it, then unless there's the feirish, he already had it this morning. Unless there's the feirish, then you're not allowed to daven. Why? It's not terf daladam, so where is the machanecha? It says, you see from the Gemara that there are two dinim. There's one din machanecha, it's terf daladam. That's one din. And it's only for stationary, even if I don't see them, there's another din. L'yirah, like, L'yirah b'cha erbo, even though the Pasuk L'yirah only says by erbo. It doesn't say by Torah, it's all in the same sukkim there. So it's all in the same fashion by the soldiers in the army. So it says, L'yirah b'cha, everybody shouldn't see. But does that din of re'iyah apply to Tzoyah? Not to the Raja says, of course it applies to Tzoyah, all right. But the Gemara says that the Tzoyah is l'fon of even Me'ama. You're not permitted to daven. There's another din if you can see the place. Because that's why you don't... Mahalarech means that I see the Tzoyah. I see the Tzoyah. So even if it's not Tzoyah, but I see it, then you're not allowed to take Kriyash. That's the Shita of Rajbo. That's the Shaila. What is the Chisiso accomplished? The Chisiso accomplishes that you don't see it, or the Chisiso accomplishes that it's as if it's not there. Marshal, the Gemara says, what if you cover it up with glass? So you do see it. Bashashis. So the Gemara says, in the next up, Erba Bashashis, there's someone undressed behind the window, I'm looking through the window, so Erba Bashashis, why in the next up? On Chafei in the day. The Gemara says, Erba Bashashis, also we can see Ashma Kenegdo. And Soya Bashashis, there's more to look at Ashma Kenegdo. Why? Because Soya, the Tzadikisa tell you notes about Machasya. as long as it's covered up, there's mutter, because there's a chesidus keter. And everybody shows the tassel of Kriyas Kriyas Mekin Hegda, the chesidus, because the Pashas, Rebuch Erev Zavar, they read a telephone to come as chazir. So the simple reading in the Gemara is that only by Erev is a din of Riyah, and there's absolutely no din of Riyah. So what does the Rajah do with this Gemara? So if he interprets the Gemara, it doesn't mean that. The din of Riyah applies equally to Erva and to Tzoya, Kamavura, we pass it, if the Tzoya is moving, if I'm moving, we're both moving. We're still not, because I see it. And I see the Mayor Amalei is also out there, because I see it. So you see that the din of the Layira applies not only to the Erva, it even applies to Tzoya. That is not like it. By the Tzoya moving, by the person moving, whether the din of Riyah applies to Tzoya, we pass it, it does apply to Tzoya. I just give my nod, Gemara says a different thing. How about it? It's a din of Riyah, but whenever the Tzoya is Mahusa, so then it's a Hesem. He has an offer issues. The Raja does an offer issue. He holds even if it's in different shoes also. If a person is looking at the Tzoya in the street, he's in the house looking for him to include the different shoes. So the Raja holds that it's offer. The Raja holds that it's offer. The Rosh disagrees with the Raja. Why not that? The Rosh says that it's not true. I think Mark says the Feirish, if the Tzoya is 10 Tzochim deeper, if the Tzoya is on a platform 10 Tzochim over, you look at, but does not show 10 Tzochim, Dalal Adal, like they're on Kodesh, the Torah and they're on Kodesh, different issues, Dalal Adal is Tzochim and 10 Tzochim tall, and so on. So the Rosh says, he speaks in that Gemara, that if the Tzoya is in a different issue, so the Lutha has to do with the Rishut, Macharecho, that's what the Rosh says, it's a Dinah Macharecho. So the Rosh says, reinterprets the Gemara, he says, if it's 10 Tzochim higher or lower, it means Hachlam Atkin and the Shad. Hachlam Atkin on that because it's taller or lower, I can't see it. But if it's taller or lower, the Torah is either 10 Tzochim higher than it, 10 Tzochim lower, but I still see it, then he says it's still awesome. So Kim Tzochim Shad, Hachlam Atkin. The Rosh disagrees with the Rosh, but the Rosh goes. The Rosh on the next Daf says, if the Torah is 10 Tzochim taller or 10 Tzochim lower, it's a different Rishut, and it all depends on the Rishut, and the different Rishut is Mutter. I do most of the Torah, if it's 100 Amos away, you can see it. And the Stam of the Rosh holds it, that's called the Rishut. If it's 10 Tzochim taller, even if I can't see it, then it's called the High Machanach Chavis, the same Rishut where I am. But if it's Lefanai, so Kach Nemra Adach, that whatever is Lefanai, whatever is within my vision, is considered as if it's still within my Rishut, and it's still considered one more. To prevent his tackle. That's another question. No, that's a different question. That's a question, what's the purpose of the Mechitza? So the Rambam, the Tirish HaMishnai, is right that the purpose in Sukkot, in addition to the whole Makar of Mechitza, the Rambam writes the Tirish HaMishnai, the purpose of the Mechitza is to prevent the tackle, that the men shouldn't look at the women. And then it left Mechitza would not be good, so the men can look at it. But the Rambam, and the Arach HaZak, when he quotes that Mishnah, writes otherwise. He writes that it's to prevent his Tarbut, independently. So that's what the Pasuk says, whenever there's, we have a problem, whenever there's a contradiction between the Tirish HaMishnah and the Arach HaZak, we always follow the Arach HaZak. The Tzad Mereda follows the Tirish HaMishnah. They said the Mechitza has to be above the heads of the people. There shouldn't be any ability of the Tzadkos. And Rav Moshe and all the others said we follow the Alta Klal. We always follow the Arach HaZak whenever it's a steer with the Tirish HaMishnah. But this Gemara, this is the Machlokes. This is the Machlokes. These Mandomrim, just to Chazir again. Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shil ben Levi held that it's permissible to say the Kriteria while you're walking through. The Rajbo explained why, because it's not, you're not part of the same machina. You're not the same machina with the Tzoya. The Tzoya is stationary, you're moving. Or if you're standing still, the Tzoya is moving, and you're both moving. So these mandamim would hold that it's mutter. We pass that it's obvious. Which is why. So the Rajbo said, because there's another din of his tachlis. Whenever you can see this, there's one din if it's in your machina, the Tzach Dalam. There's another din of Riyah. Whenever you can see the Tzoya, you're not allowed. I think Mar says, if it's 10 Tzochim tall, 10 Tzochim lower, it's Mutter. So the Rajah says, Tzochim Askina, that you can't see it. But if you can see it, even if it's different issues, it's up to the Tzoya, it's up. I think Mar says, the Gemara sounds like it says, Erev HaShosh is in contrast. It's Erev HaShosh says, no, it doesn't mean that only Erev depends on Riyah, and Tzoya doesn't depend on Riyah. No, it means whenever the Tzoya is Mechutzer, then you have a Kula. According to the Rajbo, what does it mean ever, what does it mean to have Ashoshis? Referred to Ashoshis means it's under glass cover. What does it mean? Yes, when you go to a museum, everything is under glass cover. That means the Tzoya is covered with an Ashoshis. Let's say the Tzoya is in the street, and there's a glass window. And the Chitra shall Ashoshis. According to the Rajbo, it wouldn't be good. The Gemara, when the Gemara says Tzoya Ashoshis, the Chitra in Kala Rahman, it means the Shabbat of the Chitra is covered, the Tzoya is covered. Not that there's something separating between the Chitra. Not that there's something separating between me and the Tzoya. The Rama writes the Pharisee otherwise, and the Shulchan Aruch, they all just like the Rama. Rama writes, Mechita Shel HaShoshim, because the glass window is separating between me and the Tzoy. That's why I'm not like the Rosh Bo. And the Rosh disagrees with all things. The Rosh says that there is no such din of Riyah.
Sure.
I haven't explained the din as a Meir Amma. That's called the Hemshech of the Rishus. And his Raya is from that Gemara, but the Tzoy of HaShoshim, because the Rosh holds that HaShoshim doesn't mean it's Mechusha.
Doesn't
mean
it's
Torah.
Even
Mechusa Bashar, you can also say. That's what Mechusa can say. That's the Torah says, once Mechusa is Mutter. But he's saying, even if it's not Mechusa, the Torah is saying, if you have a Mechita that's not fixed, that's not a violation of Machanecha Kodesh. The Rosh Hashanah is only a din of Machanecha Kodesh. And the bottom of the Rosh, it says, Shishon that has the Haaretz, so he talks about, he doesn't have too much, he just points out, Machoyim is the Rosh and the Rosh Boh. So he says, he doesn't know how in the world the Rosh Boh will interpret it as the same issue in order in Eridin. Very cold goggles, but in the Mishnah there, Erevim, things upside down, it talks about a chosik doyle, but a chosik tano, a big chosik and a little chosik. So the Mishnah says, from the viewpoint of the little chosik, it's different to the little one than the big chosik. From the viewpoint of the big chosik, you have tifufe, you have four walls. Then you have an opening, though, in the middle of the four walls. You have four walls. So if someone is standing in the big chosik, and the little chosik is a mocha chalik with the answer. I'm not saying in the little chapter, the big chapter is not a machmokhata. My nafkamina to the great and him to the great guy, yeah? The Mishnah has a nafkamina for Erevin. Then Igmar has a nafkamina for Eshtek, people over there, minion, nine people over here, the chazan is over there. Where's the chazan? The big one, the little one, where the nine people? And Igmar says, Rapha nafkamina for Tzoyo. The guy's davening in the Tzoyo over there. What's the nafkamina? So the says, the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like the Rosh, that he's looking at the Tzoyo in the face. And Allah says this is the same issue as the Tzotzer, it's a different issue as the Tzotzer. He says, what is the Rajbo going to do with that Gemara? What is the Rajbo going to do? The Rajbo told that there is two things. The Rajbo said, oh, if it's Perech Da'al Amai, if it's Perech Da'al Amai, even if I don't see it, that's one bit, Machanecha. If it's Chutz Da'al Amai, then he says, it's not, I think it's in here. And what happens, let's say, I'm standing over here, and then there's a building, I'm in the building. Either I'm in the building, out of the building, and the Tzotzer is Mamish within 4 hours. But there's a wall that's not sick. So then the Rajah is also going to say, if the Tzoyah is in a different issue, I'm not looking at it, then the Rajah also knows that it's Mutter. It's a different issue. And sometimes that's how the Rajah will interpret that Gemara. He's not looking at the Tzoyah. He doesn't look at the Tzoyah, because it's not real. Just the Shailah, is it the same Rishus or not? Say, whatever, it's just Valanamas, Lucher, it's the same Rishus. But if it's considered a separate issue, you don't tell Valanamas, you have a Nachitra, so it's a separate issue. And some of that's how the Rajah will know. Some have a take them to thought that the Gemara is a Raya Shein Olav Shuvah to the Rosh. Is it correct? We're still in the middle of this whole. But it's story there. Marif Allah is there in the end Allah. The beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, we have all of the dinim of dinim omnes. Ela Mishpat Mishpatim Yosnei. The dinim omnes begin with the din of Chisikas Chisikna Eved Ivri, that is Yer Tibishesh. The Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanoim in Chidushin, whether an Eved Ivri is Yer Tibishesh is only by Machruch Bezin, Chidimka Begnevosai, or even by Mecharas. So we pass to Aloha that it doesn't apply to Mecharas. So it's a very rare case. How often, and there's so many conditions that you have to have. How often did it happen? They were always an oven. They were always an oven, but you have to have so many other conditions. You can't sell them just for a month. You can only sell them if you've gone so much that you need 6 years' worth of work in order to pay for the, in order to pay out that quite a gneva. That's quite a gneva. Which Meshuggah is going to want to buy him as an Eben Ivri? It's a very, yes. The other artist. Who wants to buy such a, yeah, he's going to gamble on my business already. The whole thing is very rare. The whole thing is so unusual. Stam Derech Agas. What is the Haftarah? The Haftarah, a Parshas Mishpatim, is where Yirmiyah Navi complains to the Bnei Yisrael that the Rebbe Shlom is going to send them into Golos because they didn't observe the laws of sending out the Eben Ivri after Sheish. What do you mean? That's some of the Eved Ivri who were Machru Bezi. Such a common guy, a Muslim. He's the oldest halacha, is even a Bachar Asma, the Yer Tibishay. So Micha. And a lot of people never say, have no Parnas. So they saw themselves as an Eved Ivri. But if you say the way we pass through halacha, that a Bachar Asma is not the Yer Tibishay, it all depends how much he made up. So how can another Yirmiyah say that everybody was in violation of this din? That's why the Rebbe Shlom is going to send him into Golos. It's a strange thing. And so some Achrayim want to say, that even though we pass Milan Loche, that a Meharatmo is not yet to the Sheish, that's only if you specified 1 year, 20 years. But if you didn't specify this summer, then you assume that it is Sheish. So he was, so some Achronim want to interpret that that's the Taish in the Novi and Yirmiyo. That the Novi is complaining that whenever there were people who sold themselves in Meharatmo, and sold themselves for the summer, they didn't specify one way or the other, that it is, that it is to the Sheish, and they didn't set it free, that was a common violation. Also, it doesn't say in the Gemara, it's a strange thing. The whole thing is so unusual, the way we pass them, they're not even near me, so you have to say like that. Shver in the book. But what's with the Kodesh Kinchumish? We pass them, Aloha, that the baby's only going to be Sheish. It's a thing. The not even near me can say that they told themselves Soma, and Soma's also going to be Sheish, based on the Dina Torah. But that's an issue of whom did it? The Dina Kinchumish is only talking about a Machruv, the way we pass. Why does the Parshas Mishpatim begin with such an odd din? But who knows how often it ever came up? Very strange. Then the Achronim ask also, why does the pasuk have such a loss? Kimach alachah chicha ha'ivri. Oh ha'ivriya, a Hebrew. What's that loss for Ivri? Avram ha'ivri. What kind of loss? Kimach alachah chicha ha'yisraeli. What's that loss? Chicha ha'ivri. What's that loss for Ivri? Very strange loss. You don't have to drop not to finish such a loss. Very strange. So they point out that it says in Chumash Bereshit when Avraham Avinu is called Avraham HaIvri, the Rashi quotes from the Chachamim, from the Medrash, Kol Alam Kuba Me'ezra Hasheni, that the term Ivri means to imply that the Jewish people are totally different and distinct and separate from everybody else. So here also, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said, Tzvi Bnei Yisrael Avodim, Avodai Hei. The Chachamim Darshan, Vuhay Avodim Avodim. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants Bnei Yisrael to be Avodim to him. They shouldn't become Avodim to anybody else. And even when a person, Nebach, has to be sold as an Eved Ivri because he became a Ganev, so the Torah says he's here to be Sheish. It's not shy. And even if he's a Nirsa, he's here to be Yodah. It's not shy that it's going to be Vavod or Yodah. It's never going to be like that. It can't be. That's against the makeup of the Jewish personality. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam ingrained within us at the time of the Yisrael Sinai, based on Hamishon Tercham, Lecheir Yisroelam. And the Rav Mari is saying the Rebbeinu Shel Olam took us out Lecheir Yisroelam, there will never ever be, that's how the Mesivis points out, will never ever be again Avodim to anybody else. Even if it's Avodim, Avodim, Avodim. In fact, that's what the Gemara does. And on the Pasuk in the end of Mishpatim, when the Torah has the din of Shalosh Shigolim, it says, Shalosh Pamim Hashanah Yivarko Uskuchas Pnei Ha'odin Hashem. So the Gemara does on the word Ha'odin, that in Eved Kanani is part of Amiyah Larevi. Because, Misha Ein Lo Yala Odin Zeh, Yod Zedek Tani Shiesh Lo Ad Nachir. Eved Kanani has a different level. Gemara asks in Chagiga, what do you need a Dosha for? All the mitzvahs of the Nisha is Chayabis and Eved Kanani is Chayabis and Eved Kanani is Chayabis. And women are not Mokhiv, you're not called Zuchocha. Women are not Mokhiv and Aviyah Larega. So women are not Mokhiv and Eved Kanani is also not Mokhiv. What do you need a door for? So the Gemara says, usually when you have a Chatsi Eved and Chatsi Ben Chayrin, an Eved in Kanani is Chayabis and Sue. It's Chayabis and Sue, it's Chayabis and Hulu, it's not Shayabis, but a Chatsi Eved and Chatsi Ben Chayrin is Chayabis because of the Chatsi Ben Chayrin. And here by Aviyah Larega, the Chatsi Eved Chayabis, because this is a half core. An Eved is not chayiv in tzitzit, Eved is not chayiv in tzitzit, an Eved is not chayiv, it's not that an Eved has a hafkor, he's not muskif, he's not chayiv, so he's a chas yelah, 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 and in shayiv and in lulav. Here, it's a hafkor, it's a spirit, it can't be, that a person has a shemet, mashu, who have abdus in him, and he should be oyla regal. Oyla regal means that you have a relationship with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It can't be, how can you have a relationship with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam if you have a relationship with an Avin? Kiliyiv b'nei Yisrael Avodim la'Avodim la'Avodim. It can't be that you're an Eved to someone else, unless you have Avodim to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So that's why the din of Aviyah regal doesn't apply to an Eved sign. An Eved Ivri Yekod, an Eved Ivri is Mishkan Eved. An Eved Ivri is Yotze, he's Yotze B'Sheish, and even if it's a Nirka, he's Yotze B'Yogo, never b'Avodim la'Avodim. And that's what Darshanim, the Shulchan, they write like that. That's why it says, Kimach alacha achicha ha'Ivri, Oh, Ivriya. What did it say? Ivri is different. The Eden are different from the Goy. A Goy, you can buy a Goy, and he'll remain an Eved Leon Avod. Now, the Pasuk says at the end of a Yikro, Mehem Siknu, Avod Leon Avod. You have, it's shaykh to have an Eved Kanani and keep him Leon Avod. But Aviyah, an Eved Ivri, the Torah says that it's impossible. So that's what the Chumash is telling us. Even though this was a very unusual, din, that you should have a machru bezdin digne vosla, there are so many conditions. And you're learning one, the first set of solutions, so many conditions, you wonder whether it ever came up. Even once in 7 years or once in 7 years, you wonder whether it ever came up a machru bezdin, because there are so many conditions there. But still, the Torah introduces Parshas Mishpatim Din to teach us this major Yisrael. that all of Klal Yisrael, no one is kalkus to anybody else. All of the dinim of Sefirot Peilin and Mazik and Shemim, everything, the Torah treats all the Bnei Yisrael are on the same level. The rich people, the Nilchosim, the Chashuvim, the poor people, Kohen, Levi, so everybody's on the same Madrig over here. And it's not Shayach that one person should be on a higher level than the other when it comes to connection with the Adam HaKadosh. The Pasuk starts over this weird din of every day to teach you this, you say, that Klal Yisrael is different from the Ummah Sarlam, that every Jew has independence, every Jew is kosher with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and because everybody is kosher with the Ribbono Shel Olam, therefore everybody is on the same level, and that's the basis of all the Mishpatim. Everybody has the same status when it comes to all of the Yanim of Nizim.